Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 19.
Go Buster, go home.
I do like to go...
Go home or go bust or go home?
So, am I getting bust? Because that could go for... Never mind.
If you go bust, I mean, you eventually actually go home because you run out of money because you bust.
Yeah, X T-Can about that. He knows all about that with his gambling problem.
Yep, he does.
T-Can Adventures.
Right.
Yep. Chewing's happening. And
I can't do
Jericho
voices.
Or Ewoks. Or both.
Or Spidey Fanguy. I don't know. We're doing all sorts of things. Yeah, I don't know. So, one ups.
I'm dead.
Good.
Okay, so Kevin doesn't need to do his now.
Okay, so I talked about my Oki box last time. Yeah.
Pretend.
Yeah, I did.
I know, joke. I was joke.
I was joke. Okay.
I'm Harry Potter.
My Yami box got here.
He's dead.
That had toys in it.
Cool.
What a surprise. Model kits and figures and keys and mecha and vinyls and
it's an unusual
books.
Purchase for you. Fuck, I still have to watch that vlog. I'm a horrible friend.
I've been saying that to you for years.
That box had a little bit of everything. That's fun. So that got here, and then I got the entirety, almost, of the second series of Mega Box blind packs. I couldn't find that stupid-ass solid red piece of shit.
Still, honestly, how did that go down? I'm like, oh fuck, there's a whole section of non-painted ones. Let's make it a secret rare. Brilliant! What series to be? Let's just cancel it. It's time for hashtag Mega Excitement!
I'm upset. Not even upset because of Mega Excitement. I'm upset because they just didn't make it. They're like, oh, let's take a year to release Series 2, but cancel Series 3 because we're a bunch of assholes. I'm going to go bitch to my Mega Bloks guy.
Still got a Mega Bloks guy.
I wasn't lying about it.
Well, I know, but I just think it's funny.
I think it's inappropriate.
He's not online.
Ryan's in bed with Mega Bloks.
To wait until he's online.
He probably is in bed with Mega Bloks.
Say, bitch, why you don't make Series 3?
You disgust me, sir.
At least if he was in bed with Lego, he could say Lego my ego, and it would be some sort of innuendo. But there's nothing for Mega Bloks. They're just like, hashtag Mega Bloks. They have the Mega built in, so it's already exciting. All they need to do now is add confirmed and an exclamation point. And this is the most exciting stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Or revealed. Revealed works, too.
Mega box confirmed. Revealed.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know, but it gets me excited. Those keywords, man.
Look, whenever I hear something is revealed that I've seen 6 times already, I know I get excited.
Or if you're missing, you've seen it 6 times, which is like bordering on Shinx.
Shinx?
What? I'm not saying.
Okay. That's all I got. So,
go do.
I got a $5
foot long.
Board bump.
I know that's me. That's in my pants.
For Toys R Us, so I have to go there and find something to purchase.
I have that too. I might, if I wake up early in the morning, I might go. Otherwise, I'm gonna end up missing that out.
What is it?
Why does it factor on what time you wake up?
A coupon?
Because I have work for 3 o'clock.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought you were just lazy and I was going to yell at you, but if you have work, that makes sense.
I could skip the yelling.
Well, I was going to say horrible things to you about how you out your life and how much you suck at it, but since you have work, it's okay. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Douche.
I think that's all that's been going on. Oh, I beat New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Nobody cares. No, and I say that because I still have to beat it. So nobody cares.
I'm trying to be Kiefer and actually beat games.
Me too. It's just not working all that well.
Oh, you've actually accomplished quite a bit.
Not really.
Granted, it's all Lego and doesn't matter in life, but
Lego matters. You're just upset because it's not giving you an all.
Kevin can say Lego my ego.
You're just upset because you don't have, you know, any kind of Mega Bloks excitement going on with that super rare solid red figure or something. Or, I don't know. Go lick balls, okay? I don't want to hear it.
I'm just going to sit here and open up Tiger because I haven't opened him yet.
Wait, which one?
No, Tiger, like the monkey.
What?
What? Tiger don't monkey? Confuse me. You already confused me with that stupid-ass gray shit. What Tiger?
Stupid-ass gray shit.
You already confused my smallish brain once.
No, it's not small-ish. It's just small.
What is the Tiger?
Rider.
Tiger.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking Wild Tiger.
God
okay.
damn it. Oh, speaking of, I opened my Akiba Yellow, and it's not as bad as yours, but the head is loose.
And the how did I just randomly get this kid in Madame Malkin's? That's weird.
It's not nearly as bad as yours.
But... mine, like, I breathed on it, and it fell off. Is it still kind of weird, though? Like, it seems like it's always looking up, sort of?
I'm a whore.
Sort of. Yeah. It kind of looks like she's trying to do the chicken dance.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
her, like,
just
her, neck is like kind of forward. It's really weird.
It's like that because they're going to leave it for the replacement anime heads. I'm like,
yeah.
What? I didn't. Is that, did they make those? And I just.
They never announced those past them being in that show.
I don't even remember them. They got deleted along with Gas Mask or whatever that show was called. Guts. There we go. They're so confusing with the Gats.
Hashtag a goal.
Gas Masks. Are you my mommy?
Actually, I am.
Oh, that's great.
Something about British.
Hashtag British Nation.
See, that's actually a legit thing.
Exactly. Well, Data's Nation's a legit thing. Ale Nation might be too. But
it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to wait for someone to tell me it's my turn. I'm like a child.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's your
hey,
turn,
it's my
Dawson.
Turn.
Hashtag go. Okay.
Hey.
I didn't get anything in the mail. Oh, that's a cool story. I found those Wave 2 Ben 10 figures finally. Kevin found them first.
Ha! I want Toys R Us to get them because they're buy two, get the third free right now, and there's three new figures.
Oh, well, damn it to hell.
Kevin and I both buy them.
Oh, yeah, Ben 10 Toys are buy two, get the third free right now.
That would have been great when I bought nine figures last week.
Take your receipt back. They might actually do it.
I think you gotta talk to people.
I threw the receipt. Why don't keep receipts? Why would I keep the receipt?
Sustenance afterwards.
This is why you return the cans.
This is because we're fucking poor.
Yeah, I'm not poor. I don't need to return cans.
Then we wouldn't have these delightful stories to share with the world about.
We're not poor. Let's return cans and get 12 cents.
Found California and walked them around two Ralphs.
You know what you can do with the 12 cents that you get back from returning the cans? You can buy a bag at Target to put your stuff in.
Oh, yeah. You want a bag? You want to buy that? Can I would have just grabbed one and ran. Like, that's so stupid.
I've never had to actually legit had to walk out of Target carrying my stuff because they wouldn't give me a fucking bag.
You gotta save trees.
Bags are, like, in not allowed. In California.
They weren't even like the good reusable bags. They were like a paper bag.
I like the lessons that Kirby Epic Yarn teaches you because I was fighting, I don't know if it was a boss or something, or some sort of enemy. I was just supposed to blow up this tree. I like that message.
Well, look, Brian is also mad at New York because they did that whole you can't have a soda bigger than 16 ounces.
Well, that
thing.
Is a bunch of shit.
What are you talking about? Oh, that stupid thing where you can't buy soda that's bigger because they're stupid. They're like, oh, the obesity epidemic. It's horrible. There's burgers everywhere.
Obesity is not a fucking epidemic. It's just a bunch of people that were too lazy to exercise like me.
But you have to stop them from making
fucking epidemic. Oh, you can't drink your pop that's over 16 ounces. Well, then buy two. Problem solved. You ain't got shit on me, government. Whatever.
Brian walks by them.
I don't know who's doing this. Who's doing this? Is it the government's fault? Well, the government. Goddamn Obama.
New York. Yeah, whoever the people in New York are.
New York government.
Brian walks by them with the two cups and he's like, lawyered. He was like me at the restaurant and I was drinking out of two water cups because mine was thought to be lost. one, and then I found it. And I'm just sitting here drinking out of two waters. Oh, it's
funny. Well, it's just so stupid.
I don't
bust like... us, ready, go.
That's later.
I know, but I wanted to do it now.
Well, that entire tangent made my one-ups more interesting than there are, because I don't have anything else
but
to
I
say.
But I wanted to do it now, because it's the series finale. I wanted to just get right to it.
Okay. I don't have anything else to say other than I'm still watching Buffy and I'm playing Kirby. Because that
for Prison Break, I'm almost done.
Yay! And then he gets to watch the final break and that one episode with Teabag.
Who's getting teabagged?
Teabag. Wait, maybe Tweener. No, he's dead. That one guy from the first. Oh, he's dead too. He hung himself. I'm not sure who gets teabagged next.
What I want to know is who Brian's going to hang himself. I mean, sure, the rope would probably rip out through the ceiling, but it's fine.
Why is he tying it to the ceiling? That seems like a lot of work.
Because he's stupid and doesn't know what he's doing.
He can just nail it to the ceiling. Like, I don't. Why am I thinking about this too much? Somebody go.
It's my turn. So, okay. So here's the thing. I bought a red Garuda from HLJ. The reason I say I'm not certain is because I got an email on the 12th saying that I paid them through PayPal with my PayPal billing agreement, that I paid EMS shipping, and that I never heard from them again. I'm still waiting on the email that says, oh, look, we shipped out your box. I'm also still waiting for said box. Assuming they have sent it and not sent the email. I don't really know what's going on with that. I'm hoping that I can get it soon so I can have more than just this stupid big ring sitting around, because that's kind of pissing me off. I don't like that. That's all I have. It's kind of obnoxious. And, you know, that's just what happens. What else is there? I finished.
Cake. I get it. Oh, sorry.
I finished Lego Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter. I'm playing that right now.
I was like, wait.
Really fast.
Future?
I finished Lego Pirates, is what I wanted to say. I finished Lego Pirates. And I am now doing Potter years 5 to 7.
And then it's Pottery years 5 to 7.
Yes. I am also finished up on my Ben 10 Ultimate Alien. That was fun, right? And exciting. Good times were had by all. With watching that, I watched finally the Clone Wars movie. That was interesting. And I have started season one of the show, and that is fun, fantastic. I enjoy doing it. Brian might do it with me at some point. That'll be fun. That doesn't sound weird at all. That made it worse. I might have a Wii U pre-ordered.
Kevin has all these possible pre-orders.
I don't know for certain. And here's why. You see, what had happened was I did not go right away.
Right. You're a dumbass.
You know, I had things like work and such to do.
For 48 hours straight?
Shut up. I did not. I also had like karate and such things. So I could not go to the GameStop. Plus, there were times I was sleeping. a lot of time I was sleeping. And so I went on Saturday, and I get up to the counter. And well, before I went, I type into the computer. I'm like, let's go to GameStop. Let's see if it's available. And they said no stores within a 100-mile radius had the black one available. and which is the better deal, and we're going to talk about that later. And I was like, okay, maybe this is something online. I don't know. I'll just go to the store. So I go to the store, and in the front of the counter is a paper with all these games you can reserve. And under,
I feel like Brian, I have to relive the story.
And under it in Sharpie, it says you know, Wii U white, 8 GB, $299.99. I'm like, okay, cool. Wii U black, 32 GB, sold out. I'm like, fuck. So I speak to the gentleman behind the counter. I reserve Transformers Prime and Sonic Racing so that I can have something to hold out till Mario Kart. And I ask him, thinking that he's an employee. Maybe he knows how long before it was sold out. Maybe another employee told him. He talked about it. You know, so I asked him, so how long did it take, you know, how long before this black one sold out? And he says, no, I think you can still get it. I said, this sign right here says it's sold out. I was going to reserve one right now, but it's sold out. I can't. It says I can't. So he looks in the computer. No, I think you can. Looks in the computer. He's like, oh, look, it's sold out. I'm like, yeah, I just told you that. So I left there, and I, went online at home onto Best Buy. That's everything within a 70-mile radius is also similarly, out of stock and, whatnot. I'm like, crap. So I went to Toys R Us online thinking I need something. Apparently you can't reserve the white one at ToysRUs.com. It was kind of weird, but I do have a black one reserved. It's going to be sent to my house. So it may or may not. I may or may not actually have one reserved. I don't know if it's like AmiAmi where like you're definitely getting it, or if it's like HLJ where maybe you win the lottery, we'll spin the wheel, you might land on bankrupt, you might hit a whammy. We don't know what'll happen. You might lose a turn. I might have to spin again. I don't know. so we'll see how that goes. That was fun. So yeah. A lot of things happening around here. A lot of hijinks. I think that's it. I don't think anything else has happened. I got like everything recorded except my Switch rack and the horoscope switch. So 3 weeks of reviews are done. That's exciting. Not really.
Yay.
I mean, it's better than what Brian's got. He's got nothing.
I was sitting here playing with Tiger and
he likes that kind of thing.
You were right. It's really hard to get those claws in.
I told you. It's like almost impossible. Like, It was ridiculous. Like, I thought I had it in one time and it just fell right off. I'm like, oh, well, that was
that was a good euphemism. I thought I got it in and it fell right off. Ah, damn it. Happens to a lot of guys.
And that was scary. It was gonna end up like Piccolo and have like his head broken, like the joint broken off or something.
Not a Shiko. You see, you don't even need this piece. Oh shit. I guess that's what that piece is for. Never mind. You don't even need a bulletproof vest. I'll just stop.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have a shitty laugh track.
So, on to the nudes. Yay.
I am nude.
Probably. I mean, I doubt it.
Yeah.
So, our first story isn't really a story, it's just discussion about how the Wii U is going to be released in November and put out a price, and someone else talked.
And Brian and I got ours, I don't think Brian mentioned it, we got ours, and we got it first day because we're like, we're cool. And I'm like, I was undecided for 45 minutes, and that was better. The car ride over convinced me.
Man, I don't know if I needed day one for us to pre-order it.
He's like, well, remember what happened with the Wii? They only had a 6. I'm like, you're right. You know what? They're shiny and new. I have to match the trio. All these requirements.
But Gundam style.
What is that? It's going around. And I'm like,
you've never seen it?
I refuse now.
Cat didn't show you?
No. Cat stopped talking to me.
Oh, well, you're Cat
really
showed me.
In the first place.
That's true.
You're horrible
exactly.
At answering text messages.
I am, because I just leave my phone places.
You're also always invisible on Twitter. On Skype. I'm on Twitter at the moment, so the first thing I said, but that could be why as well.
I have to hide, because otherwise Oki's like, I'm your friend. I'm like, no, you're not, Saul. You're just my drug dealer. Just stop it.
Oki didn't give me my Bumblebee.
Oki?
Bumblebee!
He's not going to be in the new movie.
Yeah.
Maybe. What are we talking about? Wii.
Oki. Oh, yeah, Wii.
Wii U.
Wii U.
You want, something should I do it? You want me to do it?
What?
Oh, you're reading? Is there something to read?
Wait, Kevin, no. Kevin can talk because he remembers things.
Yes. Well, Reggie Fils-Aimé gave one of those Nintendo Direct conferences the other day with his lyrical voice that just is very pleasant to listen to.
My body's ready. Oh my god. You'd think we planned this shit. We don't. It just happens.
Am I the only one that feels that way about him, or is it all of us here? Because I love Reggie. I just want to say
Reggie.
That. I know, Reggie's like the coolest
guy. Nintendo of America
guy.
Isn't Nintendo of America without Reggie.
I know. I saw people complaining on the little chat thing under the window, like, I don't like Reggie's style of talking. I'm like, I hope you die.
They have the same voice as annoying Toku fans.
So the first thing that Reggie let us know is that we get the Wii U before Japan. He didn't quite say it that way. But the Wii U comes out in Japan on December the 8th. We get it, however, on November the 18th. There will be two versions. There will be, what do they call it, like the standard version or something like that?
I guess.
It's the white. It's the basic. This is basic version. That's basic stuff. It's white.
That's a kid.
And
it's white, like,
it's, you basically get a controller. You get the machine. You get the 8 gig memory, and the AC adapter, right, to charge that shit and plug it into the wall, right?
You don't get the AV cables or anything.
I think there's a cable in the box. I don't know. You get everything necessary to hook it up, and that's
you get a random cable in the basic package, just any kind.
You get a figure of the character from X-Men.
Now. The better deal, however, that's going to retail at $299.99, like I said during my one-ups, right? $300.
$97 at Walmart.
Which, according to some people on that little chat window that was coming up, I don't know if I want to spend that much on a next-gen console. So I'm not going to buy any of them, is what they should have said. And for $50 more, you can get the DX Legit version.
Kevin sounds like a door-to-door salesman.
Right.
$50 more.
For $50 more, what you get is an all-black counterpart, right? So you get a black machine, a black controller. You also get, instead of 8 gigabytes of memory, 32 gigabytes of memory. So four times the space as the basic version of Wii U. Then you also get a cradle for your... I'm trying not to laugh at that so hard. No idea.
It's failing.
You get a free baby when you get the Wii.
You get a free, like, you get the deluxe edition. Here's your baby, sir. Son of a bitch has knee dimples.
God damn it.
Yeah. No, I'm mad. I don't have a baby.
You're not the only one.
Kevin wants a little black baby. Wait, you get a black baby if you get the black Wii?
No, you don't get her baby. You don't. Which didn't come out black, by the way. No, you get a cradle for the controller and a little stand for the fuck it, a machine, right? And you get the cables and all that stuff. Plus, if that's not enough, right, to tell you that this is a much better deal, they also, for free, sort of, throw in the Nintendo Land game.
For your baby to play with. Your baby's gotta be entertained.
So, The two versions of the thing, one comes with the game and all kind of memory space. That's why we're buying it. I mean, let's be honest. It's such a better deal. We're getting the black one. If you want to match the RR staff.
Poor laugh check.
I mean, have you heard that other show we do, the RRR? There's three of us. We make people, the three of us, and the three of us only make people watch Hibiki. No one, we don't have a staff.
Count them. It's 1, 2, 3.
Boo.
Ryan, the last Jack Travolta.
We don't pay you for that.
That's what it's from. When Eric was counting the triplets, it's 1, 2, 3. Okay. I couldn't remember where it was from.
Yeah, and then the Gold Ranger shows up.
Yeah, because was that them? Holy shit, my mind was just blown.
We talked about this.
They were in it, but I didn't know they were directly related to that. Holy crap, I just had a flashback and everything.
They showed me a picture. They showed me them at more. They showed me that in the show. I need to stop talking right
they
now.
They showed that shirtless picture. Something about
they
the
showed
snake.
Me them in the thing. That they're like, we're in Boy Meets World. I'm like, holy shit, no way. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
That's not Chuck.
That's right. Not a guy from Chuck. That's no. That's
the
black.
I thought it was Carlos for like 2 hours. So about the Wii U, I'm excited to get my baby.
I don't understand like why the standard one exists
for poor people.
If you're gonna buy Nintendo Land anyway, which I figure most of the people that have the price on the mind are. In the super casual crowd and would buy that regardless.
Or if you're buying it for your kid. That seems like a fun game for a kid.
Like $50, $60 for the game, and that's how much the additional price
is.
Like,
it's
why
probably
the
more for
one?
The people that don't have the resources to take care of the baby that comes with the deluxe edition.
Oh, the basic one doesn't come with the baby.
They're not ready for it. No, you don't get a baby.
I thought the basic one might have came with the baby, but you don't get the cradle.
No, I thought it was going to come with a white baby, but no.
those ones are a handful.
No, yeah, those are...
They start wanting cell phones at 4 years old.
You're not iPads at 6. No, you're not allowed to have the white babies. You're only supposed to be like Angelina and adopt the ethnic ones.
Anyway, got mine pre-ordered. I'm happy. Easy purchase for me. The price.
Clearly not for Dawson.
It was 45 minutes.
The price isn't too bad, actually.
If you're that person who was like, $350 for the deluxe and $300 for the standard, rest in peace, Wii U.
I wouldn't have minded
Ranger.
Cheaper, but I don't think
the PlayStation 3 was $600 when it came out.
I know.
Just saying.
Like, that's why I didn't understand when they were like, $300 for
a
next-gen console.
Right now for $200. Yeah, and it's old.
That's why I couldn't understand the person who was like, $300 for a next-gen console? Do I really want to spend that much money? Like,
was it?
That's going to be the cheapest one. You probably shouldn't buy anything ever again.
If I remember right, the 360 was like $400 and $350 when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's around the same. It's like the same, pretty much. But like, if you consider what's in it, like not only just the game, but just even for the regular package for $300, it's basically like a little tablet, sort of.
Yeah, and I mean, that thing, according to the Japanese prices, costs about $150 at retail. We don't have that option.
Yet.
Like, you can't buy them individually yet, but...
Which I'm not sure what's going on with that. I don't... Maybe they're just saving that spiel for later.
Probably.
I think Kevin's most excited because when he eats Taco Bell and he's in the middle of playing a game, he can just take it with him now.
I can just go into the bathroom and keep playing. I don't have to bring the computer and watch Wizard or Forze or GoBusters or any other toku or talk to Brian on Skype.
That happened one time.
No one ever mentioned
No, me. Like not physically talk, like just text talk. I don't get on the thing. I'm not Brian. I don't take it in the bathroom with me and like flush it in your ear.
It was one time that happened.
You guys kept going, where'd he go? I was getting upset.
Well, you were listening to us?
Yes.
Like, well, I gotta have some entertainment while I'm taking a shit. Better take these two guys with me.
I guess I could have just left you in my room, but I didn't want you to steal
another
anything.
Steal. Shit.
Are you saying you're a word we'd steal from you? We can't get to your house, bro. What?
You could get through the phone.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag go-go! We hadn't had one of those in a while, so...
Okay.
Ranger Nation!
Mega! Wait, hold on. Damn it, I tripped.
What games are you guys getting?
I already have pre-ordered, like I said in my one-up, if you were listening.
I wasn't.
Transformers Prime and Sonic All-Star Racing, Transformed, whatever it's called. I also already have reserved, if you'd listened a while back, New Super Mario Brothers, Batman, and Pikmin 3.
Oh, yeah, you said you reserved Batman a while back, like even before you got the console.
Yeah, I reserved those like three games like weeks ago.
I didn't reserve anything that they had up early just because I didn't want to, in case I didn't get the console, I didn't want to get the games and then not have the console and be all sad. I haven't reserved it yet, but I'm going to go in next time I go in there.
Man, that was wonderful.
And I might get Zombie U because I actually heard that was pretty fun. I'm not sure, though. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to like wait for the reviews or just wait to see more of it, but I might get that.
I'm definitely getting Mario, and obviously I'm getting Nintendo Land with the system. Like the Awesome, I might get Zombie U just because I want something that isn't Mario to play day one. I haven't entirely decided yet. I haven't reserved...
I can't handle zombies. I'd get scared too easily. I'm like a child.
I haven't reserved Pikmin yet, but I'm going to because I want to get Pikmin.
I feel like that'll be perfect timing because it'll be around the time watching The Walking Dead and Shaun of the Dead a lot. Like just after that, so I want to play a zombie game. So it'll work out.
Okay.
I got the new Mega Excitement. Are we ready? Damn it. Son of a bitch. That's stupid. How do you work this thing? Hold on. Mega Excitement. Oh, this thing's on the way out. I didn't even touch anything. It's sticky, too. Why is it sticky?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I could.
Yeah, that's
Mega.
It exploded. Like, the batteries exploded inside of it and made, like, cauliflower or something. So.
Post that on Twitter.
What, the Mega thing?
I found the Mega Force Morpher. Mega.
Okay. Where's my phone? Hold on, I got my. It's across the room.
And then people see that tweet, and then they listen to this, and they're like, oh, that's where it came from. Oh, God.
Oops, I almost tried to take a picture of the phone. That didn't work because it has the camera on it.
Do you want to talk about this? The rest of the stuff that happened at the thing?
Sure, go for it.
Why is it always me? Okay,
you're the only one that remembers things.
I didn't watch it because I forgot to wake up, so I just followed Twitter.
Shut up.
I was explaining myself.
Shut up.
Okay, so...
Words.
These two gentlemen came out and they showed off the Metroid segment of Nintendo Land, which looked really fun. I've got to be honest. I mean, I was kind of actually, I wasn't going to buy the game, right? I wasn't.
Damn
but
it.
I'm getting it with the black thing, and after seeing it at this thing, I'm like, oh, this actually looks kind of fun.
Some of the games do look really fun.
Like, and it's like, I'm actually, kind of like okay with having it after seeing them. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Basically, it just showed like a multiplayer kind of flying around, killing waves of enemies with like, kind of like your Mii dressed as Samus, sort of. And it was but kind of almost like a Mii Sports, a Wii Sports-esque kind of design to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked pretty interesting, and obviously that's just one of the segments as areas based on other Nintendo franchises they showed before. And Reggie came back out, and he described to us about this other feature of the gamepad controller that we had not seen before, which is Nintendo TV. This is something that comes standard on all the consoles, whether you're buying the white or the black, and you don't have to pay for this service. It's just an added-on feature, kind of like having, the Wii Shop or something like that. what it does is it will connect all of your online streaming services. No, not porn. I mean, you could probably some kind of way, but they weren't talking about that. I mean, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up for who's like, oh, I wanted to watch porn on the thing. Maybe. I don't know. but I don't know. Reggie didn't talk about it. All I know is that he loves what was that show? Shit, I forgot the name of the show. I remember seeing it. It's the one with Ed O'Neill. Modern Family?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah. He loves Modern Family. Reggie loves Modern Family.
Would rather him pimp out Happy Endings. It's a show! Speaking of porn.
Megaforce Morpher revealed!
It's such a good picture.
It's like Mega. It's right in your face. It's so Mega. Look at it. Mega.
Anyway.
It even says it right on the keys. Hashtag Mega Keys! We're getting Ranger Keys!
So what happens is it works through with Hulu Plus, Amazon Instant Video, and with Netflix. You can access and search things straight from the gamepad. So shut up. Or TV with it and the box and all that stuff. It's got like little like set rows of dial buttons and stuff. It's pretty neat looking. You can also set your favorites, not just your favorites. You can set it for every member of the family, right? So you can have like dad's favorites and mom's favorites or the cat's favorites. I don't know. Our cat watches TV.
Ryan's cat watches TV. No, wait, she doesn't. Never mind.
Oh, God. She don't got electricity.
What the fuck? Is she living out revolutions? Cat's like, oh, we're getting evicted. Better get a sword. I'm just picturing Cat with a sword and a bow and arrow just sleep ready.
I mean, our cat watches Tom and Jerry and stuff, so I don't know. You can set options for every member of the family and get recommendations either from your friends or just from the general community at large, as it were, because of the way the whole thing works interconnected. You can see like your programs and movies, and like you go to a movie and you're like, I want to watch Ratatouille. I don't know why it's like Ratatouille, and you can watch it. Like it can show you, oh, I can watch it on Netflix, or I can go watch it. I have it DVR'd. I can watch it on the DVR. Like, and they showed it working with TiVo. I don't know if it works anything besides TiVo. I don't even know if anyone still owns TiVo, but you know, so they have that option. They also have a thing for this thing. Brian and Dawson are unaware of what it is called. Sports. They have a sports option, and they have like, you know, segments. They have a football section, baseball, basketball. You can do different things and like see all the scores and your different teams and stuff.
That'd be fun, Chad. Amazingness.
They have the thing that it's some kind of like where you can see the game happening, but it's not really the game. It's kind of like, it's hard to describe it. I can see it in my head. But like you see it with like arrows, and they have a field, like a football field, and they have arrows, and it just shows you like, oh, they move like 10 yards this way or whatever, and like description of what's going on, so you can see it, and it was pretty neat. It's kind of interesting. Some people were like bitching and complaining, like, oh, this is stupid. Get back to games. Isn't that no make games? I want to see games.
Damn, what is Mickey doing at every of those conferences? Like, seriously. Talk about my new game, Paint by Numbers. Fuck, what was this? I can't remember the after title. That fell flat, clearly.
I don't know, because I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I'm taking my mega excitement with me.
Go! See, Mickey said, to go.
Go.
Mega! It's so exciting. Did you hear that? This thing's so freaking ghetto.
But so they had that. Whoops. They all okay.
Oh.
They also had the Activision CEO come up there and talk, and some guys came and showed off Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 2, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention because it was Call of Duty and I don't give a shit. And they showed just some things about different games, and Reggie talked about how we have 50 games in what they call the launch window, which will be from November the 18th through the end of March. There'll be 50 games released for this
window.
Machine. That's a very big window, but
Why is everyone stopping?
Because the Mega Ranger team is on.
Yeah, I thought this would be a good soundtrack for the news segment.
Cutting it's Mega?
It's hashtag Mega. This is long as fuck.
The theme? Or me?
For a time this wasn't happening.
The theme Steve, or me?
We're talking about this for like 3 days. Hurry up.
Alright, well, this is the part where you discuss.
Okay. We can still talk over the music.
I don't particularly know what to say about the TV thing until I actually use it. Because, like, I mean, it looks fun and helpful in certain aspects, particularly when I'm playing a game and want to check what's on TV or something. But
oh, and there's also, like, an option when you, like, are watching your TV show. You can, like, go to, like, Wikipedia and IMDb and shit.
That's fun.
And,
I have like, it. It's in my pocket. It's called my phone.
Well, it's true. I do that enough.
Negative Nancy over here. And so
you, it sounds like he says you. It's not supposed to be a G. Anyway.
But I respect Dawson's life choices.
Susan. I'm excited about the Netflix thing just because I'm running out of ways to try to watch it on my TV because Xbox's Wi-Fi is being horrible and my PlayStation still has me locked out. So I mean, I guess I can watch it on the iPad or the computer like I do, but it'd be nice to watch it on TV if I wanted. I guess I can do it with my regular Wii. Shut up! But, I don't know. It's still, like, a neat thing to have.
Yeah. And, like, right. I mean, there's certain things to be skeptical about, but I'm looking forward to everything. I mean, I love Nintendo. I love their franchises. And I'm gonna get it day one, and I'm gonna love it, so.
Yeah, so screw you, bitches. I don't know, it works for Brian. He gets more viewers that way or something. I don't know.
If you don't like me, screw you. This is the last time Brian was ever blunt in public. Maybe.
Maybe.
Can't confirm or deny that.
So awesome.
I mean, it's not the last time he had a blunt in public. That was...
God.
That's sad face.
Come to me, Dan Southworth, and me, middle of convention hall.
He did. It was. I was scared.
I wanted to hump Kevin. Thinking.
Who doesn't, though? I mean, really.
I mean, if Kevin was good enough for Dan Southworth, then he's good enough for everyone.
Well, that's certainly true.
I wanted my slice of the pie, if you know what I mean.
Aww. This American Pie, is this happening? Like warm apple pie. No? Okay.
Is there a war on pie? What?
Yes.
Probably. They already got rid of the soft drinks. There's probably going to be a war on pie next.
Fuck. You're only half a slice. Poor Bruno and Mia. What are they going to do when they go on vacation? Just get pie for breakfast. What'd you get? Oh, I got pie pancakes. I didn't even know they made those. They got a German chocolate omelet. Like, oh, that's lovely. Mm. I'm hungry now for a German chocolate omelet.
Time to move
balls.
Along.
Okay.
No,
it's
I'm
Kevin's turn again.
Yeah, Kevin's first.
Wait, I have a story? Oh, shit.
It's like, you have all our stories?
Is it this thing?
It's about the little midgets.
Okay, not- so, I don't even know what to say. So, okay, you know, you ever go somewhere and you see like these big-headed weirdo-looking dudes? They're making them for Power Rangers. They're making them based on the MMPR. I see Red Ranger, Pink Ranger, and White Ranger. Ooh, they're all set for $10.
No green?
No, I don't see a Green Ranger here. It's very upsetting. But it says Pop Television, Mighty Morphin, Power Rangers. They're vinyl figures with these giant ass heads.
I think the heads bobble, if I remember correctly.
They pop.
I don't know. It doesn't say. All I know is that Pink Ranger is number 24. White Ranger is number 22. Ooh, Red Ranger is 23. Man, so they all have numbers.
If we're like, they released that many Power Rangers? No, it's the television line. They released a bunch of Big Bang Theory characters.
Yeah, well, we saw those when we were in California, remember?
Yeah. Why haven't they done Chuck yet?
I don't know.
Probably I want a little Morgan.
I was going to say because it's off the air, but so is this, technically.
And a little Wienerlicious Sarah. Wienerlicious Sarah is better than all Power Rangers. I don't care what you say.
I want a Sarah that loves Wiener. Hashtag Mega!
No, that's
Sarah
hashtag Mega.
Head.
Oh, God. But you broke yours?
No, I was talking about Prison Break. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Well, for a second, I was thinking of the Sarah figure, you know, Walker, the real Sarah.
Yeah.
The other one's fake.
One of my chucks broke.
Really? How?
The Agent Chuck.
So, like, you said Agent Chuck? Agent.
My dad needed to print something or scan something, and I had shit in the way because my desk was a mess, and, I mean, I know how to get around my desk because it's my desk.
Find an Explorer.
And he moved it a little bit to grab the paper.
Uh-huh.
And like, he says he didn't knock it down, but...
That's a lie. He lied to you. I saw him
he
do it.
He works for the ring. He was like, ah, finally, caught Michael. And he knocked him off.
He was on the ground in two pieces.
Oh, that sucks.
But it was right at, like, the ankle.
Uh-huh.
And so it was easy to glue back together, and it looks good as new. So it's not really a big deal.
If it would have been John Casey, he wouldn't even broke. He would have broke your dad. Like, out of the way, John Casey, and his arm just would have came off. Oh, shit. Could have sworn you growled.
There's one thing I do want to point out is that currently, as far as I know, they're only available from the Power Morphicon store. I assume they'll probably get released at normal stores.
I didn't know until just now that it was a Power Morphicon store.
Yeah, they sell leftover shit there.
If they sell like $700 Senpujins or something ridiculous like that.
I don't got any up here. That's sad. Like
you
the
can
only
buy like a David
Yost. Oh, there we go.
Some hundreds of dollars.
MMPR Power Rangers White Ranger Powerball Target Gun set for $50.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds like a lot
of words.
It looks
like it's a white blade blaster with, like, it shoots little balls or something.
My blade blaster like balls.
I like balls.
Here's a mitten sealed box, Magna Blaster weapon for $149.50.
Bargain.
Fuck yes.
Mike! That's Mike, right? We're talking about
yeah.
Mike? Okay.
Oh,
Mike!
Shit too. I found lots of shit. Deluxe Silver Ranger cycle for $60. You can buy that convention guide that I took about 20 of for $5.
Oh, the little red dude?
No, the little booklet that told you where the panels were and shit.
Oh, we can buy that?
Yeah. Like, here's a Shogun Megazord for $279. What the
screw
hell?
Screw Wii U, I'll buy that.
Zeo Megazord for $298.99.
That's like Walmart
prices. I can go to eBay and get a Zeo Megazord for like $30.
Lawyered. Ebayed. That didn't even work.
Thundersaurus Megazord for $438.99. What is going on?
Thundersaurus Megazord? That's
it's made of solid gold, though, right?
No.
It shits the golden eggs from Willy Wonka,
right? I'm trying to justify the prices. It's made of solid gold, right?
Wow, that's stupid.
It lost its balls in an unfortunate smelting accident.
Yeah, these little pop toys are $10. They're actually discounted. What the fuck?
There's a ball in my mouth right here.
Just one.
I'm upset. Anyway, I'm going to pick them up just because I can't.
I like them balls in your mouth over there.
I like the ones that we found. Not we found, but the ones that looked kind of weird and had those weird-shaped chests. Those ones were
cool. Oh, yeah.
I got a weird-shaped chest. It's kind of...
Does it not have the stupid-ass crest in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Where am I?
You're at Aerosol's house.
Oh, shit. I don't even know who that is.
I think our laugh track left.
Did he?
I think he died. I pushed him down the stairs. I'm sorry, was I not supposed to do that?
Damn it! We finally get another employee around here. Well, let's move
on. He still exists.
Maybe he's just...
We're just not being funny enough.
Okay, we gotta amp the funny up. I don't know what to do.
It's your story.
Okay, I know, but I mean to be funny. God, I know what to do about that. Anyway, we got another...
I have big balls.
I'm upset now. We got another poll from these heroes at Bluefin that are bringing us these figures because it's impossible to get it for yourself for cheaper. So we got another poll for Power Rangers. This time it's villains. This time. Yep. So we got a Clifford... Goldar, Zomgum MPR, best villain of R. He wore an apron. And then we have Rito Revolto, he also wore an apron. And Darkonda. And the last I looked at it, Goldar was winning. He was like at 140 and everyone else was not.
Goldar's at 466, Ecliptor's at 202, Rito's at 33, and Darkana's at 29. Oh, God.
People. Goldar's on! Did you see earlier when KO tweeted, he's like, they said they're going to do another poll, and everyone's like, Dragonzord!
Are you serious? I was going to say, I like this guy, and then I realized it was Anchor Crap.
Who was it? What did they say?
He said, who would vote for Rito Revolto? Yeah, I can kind of see where the Goldar people are coming from, and Darkonda was a badass. And personally, I'm fond of Ecliptor, but Rito Revolto, seriously?
He had, like, eye nipples. I feel like they smelled. Like, if you got close to him, I bet he smells. Like, I'm still very upset about this whole non-PR things that we're just going to get anyway, but Goldar winning just is like a cherry on top of the FU cake. It's like, everyone's like, Zomg!
Nothing beats the original.
Ecliptor is still like my favorite Ranger villain just because.
I love Ecliptor.
And I just picture a figure at the Ecliptor and I'm like,
Ecliptor. Brian actually has an erection as we speak.
He had a personality. Goldar was just like, he was like Fat Albert, basically. That's what Goldar was for the whole show. I have wings! No, I don't have wings!
I just like those villains that are like, honor, rocks, and I'm like, okay.
That guy who's like Ecliptor in Lost Galaxy, I forget his name, was like, oh, I know it. Wait. I don't know it.
Wait, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name either.
His name was Trakina's trainer guy.
Oh, yeah, Shitballs.
Yeah, him.
I don't know. I just made something
Deviant.
Off.
Deviant. Yeah, because it sounds like Divatox.
No, Deviant was the robot guy that was like, I'm going to merge with you, Trakina. It was the other dude. Maybe he was Deviant. It doesn't even matter.
Skeletor. No, it's not. It's not Deviant.
It's from Lost Galaxy. It doesn't even matter.
I know it's Lost Galaxy.
I wasn't even arguing with you. Why are you arguing?
Because you're arguing with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Do what I say.
Next, it's time for some... Wait, everyone, hold up. It's time for some... Wait. Excitement.
Wow, that...
This fucking thing's busted.
This guy's detonator. Hold on, holy shit.
Villamax?
Yeah, that's it. He was a villain to the max.
And he had all this honor. What a horrible name. Wow. So, for our Mega Ranger Nation news, we got, thanks to inside sources and stuff, because that's how this fandom works.
Spies.
So, Gosei and Tenso, according to the press release, were like supernatural guardians who for centuries, lies, have protected the Earth with robotic aid Tenso. And we're like, oh, it's Master Hidden Datus.
Let me guess, 10,000 years ago.
Probably.
Same fucking day.
It'd be 10,020 years ago at this point. Or just say over 10,000 years.
I will cut you, bitch.
And we're like, well, Datus you need for Hyper Gosei Great and stuff. But apparently they're like, no, because Tenso and Gosei are going to be completely new characters and aren't going to be Master Head and Datus. And, nope, that's not the right one. Come on, Datus, work with me. Nope.
It's like, you know what? You're working me to the bone.
So our poor little Datus is apparently getting kicked out of the show in favor of a different robot.
Probably Alpha.
#5 #legacy. I don't know where legacy came from.
I mean, we don't need a screaming paranoid robot in the show. It just wouldn't fit. Oh, wait, that's Alpha.
Like, that's what gets me is, like, Datus was basically just, like, he was Alpha. Like,
yeah,
it was the same personality traits, just kind of being completely useless, running around going, can you do that for me, Datus? Nope, you can't.
But you know what Datus could do that Alpha couldn't is slam his fist into the ground and get them a new card.
That's true.
You know what Datus could do that Alpha couldn't? Become giant and fight alongside them. Turn into a rocket and fly up into the air.
Do that help?
host this podcast?
Change the expressions on his face?
That's another good one. That's another very good one.
We don't get the annoying voice. We're just
I'm
normal.
I'm not going to say I hate Alpha.
We're like Data Nation. We're cool like that. Like
it just bothers me that, I mean, Datus was like made to be Alpha, basically.
See, that's the thing is, if they would have called him Alpha 25 or something, and was like, "Oh, it's the most updated version. He's got combat abilities." That would have been cool. I'd be pissed if they replaced him for some like Alpha 5 lookalike. Yo, yo, yo!
When I made that tweet about Thug Life Datus, I instantly thought of Alpha 6.
Thug Life.
It's a weird choice. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna say, "Oh my god, horrible choice" until it actually happens, but. It's an awkward choice, I think.
Thug Life. I still think these original Tensou and Gosei characters are going to be...
stupid? Yeah.
No, Nozomu and Fat Man Face. I think it would be hilarious.
Works for me.
I almost called them all again.
And Fury Diamond of Ranger Crew decided to make a... trailer, there we go. From what he remembered from the marketing teaser that was at the licensing show. And so you're watching this, it's basically just a bunch of Ghost Sager scenes.
Busta's ready, go!
No, that's later.
Oh, shit.
Not until 2020.
Oh, shit.
All together, and then you get this random scene somewhere in here of Gokaio in the first episode where it's all CGI and he's running through the Zangak fleet killing shit. That scene's just randomly put in here. And there's nothing else Gokaiger in this entire trailer. It leads me to believe that
somebody was asleep at the wheel.
Mistake or something, because it's so completely. It's the only time that he's used too. Like if there was a couple different views of Gokaio, then I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe they're getting to something. But it's just one like 2 second clip.
Or, like, some other shots of the Zangak or something.
It. Yeah, or, like, even of the Gokaigers themselves, or anything from Gokaiger. But no, it's all straight-up Ghost Sager, except for that one tiny little two-second clip.
I did notice it seemed to have a lot more Super Ghost Sagers than the other one did.
Yeah.
Hashtag Super Mega! Oh, God, that's going to be next year. Kill me now. Just, where's the razor? I'm going to pretend to kill myself and then just give myself a haircut, because I'm on the run.
Super Mega.
Oh, God, it's going to be even more annoying. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I guess maybe it could still... I'm hoping somewhere along the lines something's wrong and we still get Datus because he's adorable. But...
Like, I still think he might even end up getting, like, Lantern... Fuck, what the hell kind of words were happening?
Lantern?
Light-Zorded, where he's, like, just there to be a Zord because... I can't really see them, even though it did appear kind of shortly, I can't see them passing up the opportunity for footage with how cheap they are, and not to mention opportunity to pimp out a toy.
Yeah.
Because they make plenty of toys they don't get to really pimp out because they're not in the show. It's like, that's a wasted opportunity for, we got Hyper Ghost Say Great, and then that helicopter formation, and there's some battles where he fights alongside them.
Yeah, like, when we've seen the toys at Morphicon, I mean, I realized that Datus wasn't there. The Hyper Header was on one of those bikes. But I realized Datus wasn't there and the Mystic Brothers weren't there. The Exotic Brothers weren't either, but they don't matter in life because they're just dragons.
We didn't do anything worthwhile with their time.
But I realized that and I was like, well, maybe they aren't going to use those, but I don't know. I could see them still being used at this point, even if Datus doesn't end up being Tensou, whether... Like, just Big Datus ends up being a Zord of some sort. I don't know. We'll see. But.
Oh, well. I still think, like. I know, like, obviously they're just started filming and, you know, doing their special training.
Their anal training.
Yeah, I was trying to be vague. Anyway, there's no footage like that. But, like, if we see the real version or whatever trailers we have, like, they don't excite me at all because the PR promos that I always get excited for, like, those ones like Jetix did where you see, like, the actor in it. Or, like,
Jetix?
Like, I love those SPD ones and those Dino Thunder ones they did where it was, like, for each personal ranger and stuff.
Right.
or just ones in general where you see stuff that's actually going to be here instead of like, hey, look, they know how to cut together stuff they just downloaded from TV.
Oh, Neon. Yeah, like these trailers do like absolutely nothing for me. They're like, oh, Power Rangers, Megaforce. I'm like, well, that's just a bunch of Ghost Stager footage. I want to see like the actors doing stuff and like not being stock footage.
It's like
that's what gets
like,
me excited, and like when we get
Megaforce
like
trailer so good, I'm like, I'm still dry down here.
Oh God!
Like, when we get voices of like the villains or the characters, and like plot and stuff related.
Why does that matter?
Then that's what
why
gets
does
me
plot
excited
matter?
In a trailer.
I want to know why does plot matter? Why do we need a story or like I don't understand. What is that?
If you're Forza, you don't need one. So.
They just want
yeah, I don't really got anything much else to say on the matter.
Nope. Gray Matter? No, he don't come okay. back anymore.
Isn't he going to be in Omniverse?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome!
Well, that starts this weekend.
Derek Wyatt's favorite alien, so it's bound to be.
I love Gray Matter.
Yeah, we get to talk about the whole extra half of it. It's going to be exciting. Hashtag Omni-excitement!
I just seen Aerosol's last tweet.
I know, you exist, Laugh Track. I mean, I didn't reveal your identity, Laugh Track. Oh God, he's here!
Oh, he's here!
Sorry, he's like a creepy-ass ghost. He left, he missed several key jokes.
It's the ghost of Laugh Track's past.
He's moaning Myrtle. Wait, that's Daniel Radcliffe.
That's creepy. I'm very scared now.
Data said better shit to do. Oh, I love
Data's
it.
Facts. I've started a revolution.
So that's all for the nudes.
And now it's time for
Super Hero Taimu. Ghostbusters, the finale? Question mark.
Yeah, I mean, look at the episode. It's clearly fucking ending.
Wizard, please. That's the best I came up with in the past 10 seconds. Because guess who, again, did not think of anything.
Well, I mean, what the fuck else are you gonna say? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, like with Forza, I was just like Forza, and then like after that, it was like I don't like, do this anymore.
I didn't know Power Dizer was still in Kamen Rider.
We need to pick a new one. Dragon.
Like, best.
Drago Rise.
Bat. Suddenly reminded of those things, those toys called dragonflies where you like spin them and they fly.
Those were fucking epic.
My friend broke it and I'm still upset at him. I'm like, that was such fun. I could still have fun with that today. Exactly.
That's what Data Cypher thinks of your
shit. Data Facts.
Oh, I miss having Datas here. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Datus is gone. GoBusters is over. The ratings suck so hard.
Bad. After we upload the Intersect 2.0, we gotta go to Subway, man. Can't let it end at GoBusters versus The Ring.
Yep.
No? Too much?
Hashtag not a hyperspace family.
It's my favorite hashtag of all time.
Look, I just love that as soon as I go on my iPad, alright, and I type hashtag, the first thing that comes up is Datus Nation. And then as soon as I hit the letter N, it immediately comes with not a hyperspace family. So, that's cool. So we're on episode 30 of GoBusters. If you were paying attention to the last episode, you know they're now in hyperspace to go fight Messia, and they've encountered Messia. And if you didn't know that, the episode showed it to you all over again. So that was fun. Something happens, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, there's the gold brick. And oh, so they get started right fighting the monsters that the Messiah gentleman creates, and Jin's like, you know, I don't think this is exactly what you would call the real Messiah. I think this is, you know, just kind of part of him. Hey, maybe you should go check out the computer room. Jay and I, well, we got things, bro. We got it, right? We got your back. You're like, oh, okay, cool. So they continue to fight the monsters. Our three heroes run off. They find this room that was a lab, the one they were holed up in right before they got transported out of there. And what they see is Gog and Magog, Hiramu's mother's little doggy statues. They see pictures with words on them in French, you know, the ça va, and très bien. And you have to actually say it in that weird voice. They find some goggles left by one of the Digidestined that appear to belong to Enter and Escape and stuff. And Hiramu starts to explain these things, and they come to the conclusion that Enter and Escape, as it were, are not actually anyone in particular. They are a combination of several people into one avatar, right? It's kind of like how Korra has all of her past lives inside of her, except not really. It's, you know, so that there are all these things, you know, combined, and they are like, well, what does that mean for our parents? You know, they go off, they find the computer room, they're like, holy shit, this is vengeance. And so they, you know, they try to figure out what to do about it. Meanwhile, Jin and Jay have destroyed things. They have destroyed the monsters. They run into Escape, and they begin to fight her. They at one point, the GoBusters run into Messiah, and Jin just drives the Beetle Crane through the wall and like pones his ass. I'm not quite sure what that was about. He totally Kool-Aid mans him. They get to the computer room, and they start talking to their parents, who are inside Messiah. They're like, "You have to destroy this giant tube, because otherwise,
you have to do it, Andros."
Messiah will become that whole building. It'll be basically be like sort of like Omni, I guess, combined with Skynet and Vengix. And then he'll cross over from hyperspace into the real world, and then take over the world by absorbing all of the machines as well as their Dawson's Creek Trapper Keepers.
Excuse me? I don't understand that.
That was a South Park reference, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
And so they're like, okay, let's do it. And then Enter comes in and he's like, bitches, you probably want to know that if you destroy that, your families are going to die too. And then they start freaking out like crazy people. Messiah comes in and is like, I'm going to kill them. And Enter's like, look. You see this giant tube, Messiah? You probably shouldn't fight in here right next to it. It's very delicate. You probably want to take that outside. It's like, okay. And Enter, Messiah, smash.
Okay.
So.
He shouldn't fight so close to himself.
He shoots them and they.
Messiah could be like, allow myself to introduce myself.
So they end up outside fighting Messiah. Hiramu goes back inside of GoBuster Ace while Yoko and Ryuji go on with that whole fighting thing. Meanwhile, Jay and Masato are still fighting somebody. I don't even know anymore. They're just fighting because they're like Russell Crowe and they just love to fight. And
they're fighting Escape.
Shut up! And so, okay. Hiramu gets stopped by Enter, who's Is he in the Epsilon? Is he just piloting it from a remote location?
I don't think it was ever really specified. I assumed he was in it. Maybe he isn't. That's how he's alive. I don't know.
Yeah, see, people are like, he's inside it. You didn't see him die. If you didn't, you don't have a body. You have a body? No, you don't have a body. You don't know he's dead.
Nope. I just think it's because he was an avatar, he didn't actually die.
He is the avatar. I guess they're assuming that because he's an avatar made of their parents, and then that thing blew up, that therefore he's gone. This is for the discussion. Shut up. So,
Lord.
He after a lengthy battle where he tries to lose, but then he gets the resolve to fight or something, I don't know. Ace blows up the Epsilon, right? The core becomes unstable, explodes. Ryuji and Yoko finish off the Messiah cell body or something. Escape is just like, Papa! There's more explosions. They're like, sweet, we did it. They are upset somewhat because their parents are dead, but, I mean, whose parents aren't lost these days in Toku?
Honestly.
So they go over to Masato's hangar to prepare to go back, you know, to the normal world. We see that since Zane wasn't using his little cryo tube, they loaned it out to Masato in hyperspace. And so his body's in there, apparently unchanged for 13 years. And so they transport back. Yoko sees her mom guiding her along or something stupidness like that. And Hiramu's parents like, yay, son, you did it. Good job. Go get him, sport. And so they go back. The chick back at the base continues her only job of doing a countdown. And
she has one job on this stupid base. It's stupid, but she's going to do it.
So they return. They are greeted as heroes. There is celebration all around. And then it ends.
Celebrate good.
So it was a rather interesting series finale that is apparently followed up with more episodes.
I thought the new Gavin show was premiering next week. And that the GoBusters were in that preview, but I think that was just passing the torch.
So It was really good. It was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, there was just action everywhere. Messiah got pwned by the beetle crane just rolling through the wall. This is what I imagine when Dawson is always complaining about that whole like not getting in the Zords right away thing. This is what I imagine would happen if they did that.
They should do. They could just smush them.
But it was really cool. I mean, they had like three separate fights going on. They broke up into all kind of different ways, and there was just a lot of the reveal about the parents. Like, well, they're kind of there. They're still alive, but they're in Messiah. They're in Messiah. Part of them is inside of him.
Inside of you.
Yeah, you know, and then the whole thing of like, oh, enter and escape. They really aren't one person. They're kind of an amalgamation of all of the amalgamation means a combination, Dawson. They're all.
I know what it means.
Okay.
I just didn't know that other word that I'm forgetting at the moment already.
Omnipotent.
No. Nihilistic. Oh, that sounds like an alien. Oh, wait, was it nihilistic? That one. Yeah.
We also didn't know omnipotent either.
I know. Like an
why is he typing? He's here. What the hell? I don't know. They.
Wait a minute. Got the most legendary comeback of all time. Damn it, you son of a bitch, Kevin! Stupid hive mind. No one knows what's going on. What are they talking about? They've lost it.
So yeah, I can't wait for more. Brian talked because apparently the laugh tracks can't get my voice.
I enjoyed it. I thought like
no one. I said Brian. No one cares what you think.
You know what? I changed my name to Brian for the purposes of this segment. But I was going to mention. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before we were talking about acting. It could have been Kabuto. I don't know. But
they don't act in this show.
I thought those were some good acting. That was some good acting when like the reveal of the parents and like when Yoko was crying and stuff.
Crossed my mind in that scene was just because like the number one complaint is like, oh, it's got shitty acting. I was watching this going, it ain't that shitty, bro.
I mean, sure, the samurai cast wouldn't be able to pull it off, but
I mean, Jay is a better actor than the samurai cast. Facial expression abilities, so
he's definitely better than G.
But the whole episode was just really great. Like, it was so good. I was like, how can people not like this? They have to be stupid. It's like these people. There's something wrong with these people. You're all stupid for not liking it. Take some pages from Ted Mosby again. It's like, it was so good.
It carried the weight of a finale without being a finale. And I think that's an absolutely great thing to do in the middle of a show, particularly when the plot couldn't really drag on for the like another 20 episodes or so without getting just completely stale.
Yeah.
And it's a really great thing to do to kind of wrap things up, start something new, and it's just, it carries that, like, oomph of awesome.
Yeah.
It's a new term I'm going to use.
Oomph of awesome. Hashtag oomph of awesome nation. Nation makes it cooler.
Oh, it doesn't.
I do nations now. Nations are cool.
Okay. But no, I absolutely loved it. I thought personally that the acting, from what little I can actually judge of Japanese people acting, was...
Which is little, because he's terrible. He hasn't...
Absolutely terrific. And...
Well, here's something I can judge it from.
It was just like, everything that was really good.
This is my bias a little bit, but I'm thinking about, like, last season, in Forze, like, when Gintaro would tear up and stuff near the end, it seemed really forced. And he kept making these overly... Go ahead.
I think Gintaro, like, crying just seems so forced because he was always so happy.
Yeah.
It just seemed really out of place for his character to get, like, emotional because he was always just like, everything's cool, friendship.
It looked like he was forcing a frown. Like, because, I don't know, I think it was just the way it was presented. I mean, just the way he would do it is compared to, like when they were crying, it was more... Not really subtle, but I think you know what I mean. Like, it felt more emotional. Like, it was the emotions overwhelmed them rather than Gintaro, where he was just like, Kengo! Like, god damn it, he's not even gonna die. Why? Because.
He's not even gonna die.
Oh, okay. You
watched Kamen Rider.
But the whole, you know, their family being assimilated into Messiah like that as just Data was kind of, and the way that they were used for Enter and Escape was kind of creepy in a way.
No, I thought it was really cool that, like, in the preview, we seen that picture of the French guy. And then in this episode, they look at all the pictures and they're like, dude, it's not one person, it's multiple people. And he starts showing all the reasonings. I'm like, that makes sense.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got a comment on my channel.
Well, I thought it was going to be another review.
Now, this was earlier, but I wanted to bring it up because it involves GoBusters. They say, I wanted to ask somebody who actually likes GoBusters, are you disappointed that they already wrapped up all the major storylines 3/5 of the way through the series, and the preview for episode 31 make it look like Toei is abandoning everything that made GoBusters special? I don't understand that. I mean, I understand it as words, but I don't understand.
Ask, is he upset that he's a horrible person? Like, is he mad about that at all?
I don't see where they're abandoning what made GoBusters special.
Well, here's the thing.
Just because they want to promote their stupid Gavin movie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like some sort of special event episode.
I mean, wait until episode 33 when everything picks back up again.
And also, people keep saying, oh, everyone's dead. Escape's dead. Messiah's dead. Enter's dead.
I don't think we've seen lots of...
Pardon the pun, but escape.
Escape. She ran away safe. She got away safe.
I don't see where either of those avatars are definitely... No one... You don't know if we didn't actually see Entered I'm dead.
I would venture to say Enter's alive. Either he's an avatar, he could come back if he was in there and went...
As
or he wasn't piloting.
I could see Enter coming back as the main villain for the rest of the show.
Oh, I could.
He, he was so competent. I don't think, like, it doesn't seem like, oh, well, we can just kill him.
He's only got, like, 17 episodes to work with, so he needs competence.
And plus, was it someone was saying that, like, unless Toei has abandoned their practice of giving out, like, congratulations flowers to people on their last day of filming.
Yeah, we haven't seen
no pictures of that with Enter or actually Escape, as far as I know.
That would have been probably like a couple weeks ago.
Because when Kirihiko died in Double, like, they had all these pictures of, like, oh, look, it's his last day, we're giving him flowers, and like they do. So you know, okay, he's not coming back. They haven't done that. Like, there's been no, oh, look, he's leaving, bye, Enter, it's been nice having you on the show. You know, you did great work for us.
Here's the thing also. That reminds me of the fact that, you know, we're constantly... Well, actually, it's been pretty dull in terms of rumors. Like, actual show rumors.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember reading, like, using Ghost Rider as an example, because they switched villain groups. Like, we'd got, like, rumors like, oh, they're going to switch to the Jews. And then it's going to be... what was the Metal Alice? What's their group called? Shit, no one knows it.
Robo-Org was the guy. It was Atlantis.
Matt Tarentis.
So we got rumors of that before it happened, and this just kind of snuck up on us in a way, because everything sounded like, you know, we're going to hyperspace, and it sounded like, oh, we're heading towards something, and it just kind of snuck up on us that they sort of wrapped things up. It's like, because I don't remember reading anything that said, oh, they're gone or whatever, or seeing rumored next villain group, so I still think that somehow something from Messiah will survive to be the second part of the show.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen any photos or any rumors or any little niblets or anything about a second villain group. I mean, now I'll probably be lawyered now and it'll happen. But that's just my theory. I just personally like to see Enter take over. Because I like Enter.
Yeah, I would like to see Enter, like, absorb Messiah or something and kind of become like a nut.
Or, like, absorb, like, the whatever remnants there are of Messiah. Like, I mean, if it was Messiah itself, he probably wouldn't be able to absorb him. But yeah, having, like, oh, these are, like, the remnant pieces of, you know, Messiah.
We know that there's still going to be Metaroids, because during the Gavin thing, they're going to make a new Metaroid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like the fucking Vagloss is gone. They're just gone completely. I mean, that's not the case. We know Escape is alive. Unless people are arguing that, oh, because...
the parents
said,
are dead?
I almost said Finjix.
Or Messiah.
Messiah is dead, then that means that both of them are dead because they were born from Messiah or something. I don't think it works like that. Maybe it does. I don't know. I just know,
like,
that
was,
I don't
never
think
really
left
explained.
The show because we got the flowers, man. We don't have
the flowers. It's from the flowers, man. Flowers.
We don't have the flowers.
It's funny because... Like they didn't reveal, like, how Jay or Jin worked until the end. So when that thing got blown up, I'm like, what about Jin?
Yeah, that's what I was. I was like, isn't he gonna die? And then
is he gonna just disappear?
Like, and plus he's still in that little capsule. We didn't, like, bring him back from hyperspace.
How did they put him there? Was he thinking about it? Like, oh, what if this place? Well, like, I was thinking, I'm like, did he think about it? Was he the only one that, like, knew that the base was going to be under attack and he just didn't tell anyone? He's like, well, these fuckers are screwed. I got my little glass bed. Like, it reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld where there's a fire and George pushes all the old people and kids out of the way to get out of the way. And, like, the place comes out under attack and he just starts pushing people out of the way to get to his little bed. I'm kind of disappointed we didn't see, like, an old Jin there.
Yeah, he's still the same age. It wasn't because that's what age he wanted to be. It was just that's what age he is.
Yeah. But, some really cool stuff.
Well, for some odd reason, I think Frozen Jin was wearing the Beatbuster jacket, which I think, logistically speaking, you probably shouldn't have, but that's fine.
Maybe he's been planning this for a long time.
He was so prepared. He knew what Buster he was going to be before, like, the Buster machine even had blueprints.
He's like one of those conspiracy nuts. He's like, one day I just know it. A virus is going to take our base, and I'm going to become a Go-Buster. It's a pretty outlandish conspiracy theory. That's what's going to happen on 2012. He'll just find me, what are you doing in that glass bed? Hyperspace is coming. I'm going to become an avatar.
Okay, you do that, Dawson.
I got my Buster jacket and everything. If you wear the jacket you want in your dreams, you'll become it. I don't know.
I like balls.
I think Dawson lost it.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who locked myself in a glass case. That explains why I couldn't find anybody. When I couldn't find each other, we can't see. We're data. Oh, speaking of that little like tube room, reminded me of that room from Digimon Tamers, where they're like, "Oh, it's a wild one," and they type on that computer and start spinning. They do like the little chairs would spin around. They would type on those keys that didn't have any letters on them. Like, how do you know what you're typing? Those are just squares. This looks like that game Henry, where you have to match up the sounds. Are they just playing that, and like I would take off his glasses. He was basically like the animated version of that guy from CSI before CSI even happened. He was based off of that CSI character is based off of that guy whose name I can't remember. He just had a lighter.
Yamaki. Maybe? No?
Yamaki?
There are balls in my mouth.
That sounds right.
Balls in my mouth.
Ballsinmymouth.com. Apparently not a site. I don't know
why. I tried and it doesn't exist.
Balls in my mouth? Try that one. Ballsinmymouth.com.
Alright, hold on.
Balls in my mouse.
Nope, that doesn't exist either. Balls in my mouse. Nope.
That's the shocking is who the hell hasn't registered ballsinmymouth.com? I know it's not registered. I'm like upset about that.
Wow.
We done here?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, GoBusters is over, so.
It's time to open, yeah.
It's the worst Sentai ever, but and we won't know that for certain until we get the ratings back in another week. God. We need one of those reports every week to know how bad GoBusters is, so we don't have to.
Why, all of a sudden, is the Toku community in such a tizzy about ratings? Need the ratings report.
Look, here's the thing, okay, is that kids are not watching GoBusters.
GoBusters got a 4.1%.
GoBusters, the kids are not watching GoBusters. That's why the ratings are above zero, because no one's watching. Now, sure, Kamen Rider ratings went down during Forza, but kids love that show. The fact that the ratings went down is not indicative of all that the show sucked ass. Only for GoBusters does a ratings drop mean that Sentai is over, the apocalypse is upon us, or something like that. I don't even know anymore. Bad things are happening. Dawson is really a woman named Consuela who will come and clean your house.
I don't like that there was a pause between he'll come in and there was just a pause. That's it. I had a joke and I lost it.
It's like Misty inside.
Oh,
Justin.
You know what's happening? Why the ratings are so shitty is all their DVRs aren't working and they keep getting Indian in the Cupboard. That's what it is. If you look up the ratings for Indian in the Cupboard, it's through the roof. The producers of that film are like, this film is so weird. No one watched it. We need to force people to watch it now.
Look, I eventually found Colonel Mitchell and the rest of the Cowboys, okay? Jeez. And I got to see dinosaurs before I hit Indian in the Cupboard, so I was all fine.
Holy shit!
What?
What?
I found peanut butter cups. I forgot what? I brought these down here to eat later. It's like a present from my past self.
Oh my god. Brian, you can't say it. Last time, remember we said it? Last time you said something like, oh my god.
No, I'm heading to Ami Ami just to be certain.
I was ready for Gaia Memory Complete Selection 3 to be announced. Last time you had a reaction. True story. Brian said, oh my god, what? Nothing? 3 seconds later, Gaia Memory Set 2 was announced. Coincidence? I think
no,
not.
No, one. It's the Dopon set.
Well, okay.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was two.
I thought it was one.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's either one of them. There's only two choices.
2-1. On saying that it was one and not two, which is astonishing.
There's too many numbers. I hate math. Just kidding.
This is why I'm the accountant, and so is Guy, and you're not.
Yay, Reese's.
Okay.
Reese's.
Is it time for the weekly Forza summary?
Please.
Okay. So... First off, I need to fact check this again. It's an antique shop, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're starting at the antique shop, and the magic bitch is wondering why the detective is there, because she's like, I thought I'd warned her off by telling her that Haruto had herpes. clearly she doesn't give a fuck. And then we're back to Orange Backpack Lad. What's his name? Like Shinobi? Shinupe.
I don't know. That's what is his name?
Shinene.
It's Shinpei.
Shinpei,
yes.
Okay, so Orange Backpack Guy, he's like, he's showing off his magic by saying, shoo pee pee. He's trying to shoo his pee pee away. And so he keeps saying that, and he's making fire. It's coming out of his tip. You need to get that checked. I think it's a good idea.
If you feel a burning sensation.
Yeah, you got syphilis.
So this producer guy shows up and he's like, I want you to do this for me in public. And he's like, well, I'm doing it in public. He's like, yeah, but with cameras. Okay. So it's like the Fantastic Voyage, but with God. Okay. And then Wizard shows up and he's like, look, shoo pee pee. And then nothing happens. He's like, you're cock blocking my magic. You're supposed to be blocking my cock. You're supposed to be guiding it. Something about McLovin. It's you.
Oh, yeah.
And then meanwhile, the phantoms are complaining about shit, and they're like, oh, our guy didn't do the job. And he's like, lols, I didn't die. I just turned into the crash, and I'm fine. Actually, what really happened is he crashed into manure. And he's like, I hate manure!
That was a Back to the Future joke.
Yeah, I love those. And then we have... Oh, yeah, I started advertising.
21 gigawatts!
I started abbreviating him as OBL, Orange Backpack Lad. Okay, then Orange Backpack Lad's on TV about to do his shoe pee-peeing, and Detective Chick calls Haruto and is like, why do we both still have flip phones? He's like, I don't know, man. The iPhone 5 was just announced, and yet this heresy is still happening. And she's like, but anyway, well, I got you on the horn. That shoe pee-pee guy is on TV about to do the urinary tract infection thing. He's like, all right, I'll head down there. So he heads down there.
And some cranberry juice.
Then Orange Backpack Lad embarrasses himself on TV, and the Phantom's like, I'm going to shame you into becoming a Phantom. And then he burns his library book. He's like, no! Can you imagine the late fees? But it's too bad I knew this book was going to be burned 3 days ago because I read it on Twitter. And then after that, Wizard shows up and he transforms
and fights spoilers.
Some water powers. And then he does the crotch thing with Orange Backpack Lad and enters him and fights his monster thing in his dream place, which is a library. And that's fun. And he wins because everyone always wins. And then back at the antique shop, which has been confirmed, revealed as an antique shop, he's massaging him, and he's like, oh, I owe him a debt. And Detective Chick's like, me too. And now we both have to wear these tumors on our hands. They start fighting over the donut, and Magic Bitch is like, remember how quiet it was before we had a posse? Before we got recognized in that lobby that one time, and Brian was like, run. Remember those days?
And I didn't get the memo, and then Fabian caught us.
And then it ends.
And we thought he was Dark Blaze because he was black, but we found out it was Fabian.
He looks exactly like Dark Blaze, actually, which is funny. So, I found it to be a pretty fun episode. I liked it.
It was cool. I liked it.
It was, shit. Somebody else say something, because I can't think of any comments. Somebody needs to, like, jog my memory.
Right.
I mean, not memory, but just my thought.
I agree with our laugh track that, the book being burned... I mean, it was, like, the only thing that they really could have did to keep the consistent of some materialistic thing being broken. But the fact that they got this asshole on live TV to make a complete moron of himself, like the people on American Idol, and that I figured that would be enough to find out that, oh, I'm not really a magician, this Mooger just... made fire come out of my hand.
The people making complete assholes and stuff now. Judges. You see that? They got Nicki Minaj. Who the hell?
Did you see that picture? One of like three persons and a clown. Sorry.
Like, I figured that'd be enough to break him, but no, the book had to be burned.
I thought that was pretty clever. Not the book thing, but like the breaking of spirit on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's time for an inane reference. It reminded me of that evil. Italian guy's plot in a Lizzie McGuire movie when he was going to make her sing horribly on stage. Oh, yeah. Everybody. So, there's my main reference. But I thought that was actually pretty clever. As a pair of dogs, and a breaker locket, you could easily print up another picture. But, I mean, it was a library book, so that was pretty rude. I mean, that's public property. Get fined for that shit.
I mean, yeah, I liked the episode. Water was cool. I was confused as to why it came down from above the magic circle instead of from left to right, as it logically should.
Space
issues? Since coming from down above is what hurricane style is supposed to do, but that's kind of whatever. I did like seeing that we got that little backstory thing where they get to the antique shop and meet the ringmaker guy for the first time. He's like, here's my magic bitch, here's my magic rings, make more of these. He's like, oh, okay. What I'm curious about is, does he just have an infinite supply of engage rings? Like, how does...
That's what I was curious about.
I mean, are those cheap? Like, is he buying cubic zirconium?
What about the sleep rings? Left on that security guard guy. He could have just, like, take it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how does this work? Does he have a copy ring and just keeps making more of the other rings with?
Copy, please. Maybe he just...
Because that would be genius. I'm sorry, but that would be genius.
Maybe he has a 3D printer.
Oh, that would be cool. But no, anyway, so... My other thing is, it obviously we can understand why. Oh my God, the second episode is not written by the head writer. What are we gonna do? This internal problems of Wizard already has not even started. And it's like, well, the simple answer is that episodes 2 and 3 are an arc, and 1 is standalone, as opposed to having 1 and 2 be an arc. So shut up and go die in a hole. But my thing is, as much as I did enjoy, you know, this episode and the last one and stuff, I do get concerned at the fact that for the 4th time in a row, we are getting the same base setup to each story arc. You know, we have the monster that I'm getting a message on Twitter. I'm being tweeted at live on the podcast.
It's just CS Toys.
CS Toys is tweeting at me?
Oh, no, they're just posting a lot.
They're tweeting at everybody.
Oh.
This is the part of the night where CS Toys rapes everyone with uploads.
It's no one to follow, whoever it is.
You have, like, the monster, and this is Pyrus Masquerade.
Oh, is that where he's like, do you know where Dr.
He saw my bird is the word shirt at the store and is like, oh my God, it's... Yeah, yeah, that's probably where it was bought at. Anyway, back to my point, is that you have the monster and then they get a... Okay, well, who's the person related to the monster in what way? Like, you know, before it was, well, who's using the memory, or who's the host for the yummy? And this time it's, who is the gate? Who is the you know, the phantom trying to make fall into despair, and what are they trying to make him fall into despair with, you know, as opposed to what's their motivation for using the memory, or what is their desire that's driving the yummy, or, you know, it's the same premise, the same setup, and
technically, they've been doing it since Deno, but they didn't do it in Kiva. Kiva was like, alright, what's this guy's MO, and who the fuck in 1986 fucked up that this dude's still alive? but in Deno, they did the same thing. Like, it was a contract holder. That same voice in 2007.
The thing about it is that they're stretching this over 2 episodes, right, each time. But like, I was talking to Brian about that the other day, and I was like, well, with Deno, though, they were going, like, time traveling, so they could stretch it into 2 episodes, right? Like, and Kiva, they were doing 2 parallel storylines in 2 time frames. Like, we saw a lot of times with Forze, you knew everything there was to know before part 2 happened. And you're like, you're just stretching this out because, right? Because you just don't want to make more monster suits. Uh-huh. And that's only what I'm concerned about with this, is that you end up with the same thing. You're going to know who is the gate before the end of part 1 or what's going on. And it's just going to end without just because the episode had to end. It could be 20 minutes of a show. And we're just going to stretch it into a second episode before, you know, unnecessarily, in order to stretch the whole plot out, and it's going to get dumb. And I hope they don't do that, because, I mean, it's only 3 episodes, but it seems to be structured well at the moment.
Like,
it's just how long can the structure last before it all just collapses on itself in a big pile of Jenga blocks?
I thought that already happened in Forze, but, like, until we see how the other arcs play out, I think it's too early. Because, I mean, they could end up being interesting and have different things about them.
Well, yes.
But I see what you mean. Like, the whole... Everything in general is they're using the same mold, you know.
I mean, we see it with the toys. It's the same thing. Help a robot and belt with gimmick and buy the weapon to get more gimmick and gimmick sets. And you buy the robot helpers to get gimmicks. You're like, okay, I get it. This is what we're doing. 800 Gashapon sets in month one, 300 candy toy sets in month one. We get it. We know. We got the whole setup going on, you know, and you do start to wonder how long can this go on without, before it just is, you're like, okay, enough of this crap. I can't take it anymore.
That was what we were saying all last season. You didn't hear our screams?
Right. I meant more than just us, though. I meant people in general, because people in general were still like, oh my God, this is the best show ever.
The thing is that everyone else is easy.
Like Sunday morning.
Yes. Or like whores. But
yeah, she was pretty easy.
Speaking of
just
black
putting babies. It out there. Just putting it out there. Anyone who's interested. You could probably hit that like right now.
Nah.
I don't know why you'd want to, but the option is there. Our laugh track is like cutting his wrist right now.
Ha, 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 ha,
going the clowns are honking in my face again. Make it stop, for the love of God. Make
that's
it stop.
Honking. That's going to be a title someday. One day when I'm like, fuck, I don't have a title, I'm going to pull into my brain. I'm like, well, there's Let's Honking. Let's use that. Spoilers.
Yeah, like, I really hope that they do something to make the two-episode story arcs not a stale piece of mess. Like, maybe do... Wow.
Careful.
That was odd. Like, a couple two-episode story arcs when, like, the story calls for it, but have a couple other ones be one-episode arcs. I don't know. I don't want it to drag, and at the same time, I just don't want it to...
It's only three episodes.
I'm also wondering if at some point, are they going to fail? Like, is someone going to become a phantom?
Well, I hope it happens at least once.
Because then that means the person's dead. I just want everyone to realize
what's
going to
happen. He's going to become a phantom, and then Haruto is going to be like, oh, I'm a failure. Spider-Man's no more, and then he puts his ring in the trash, and then like raindrops keep falling on my head. That's just gonna happen. And then later,
because,
when he gets his black combo, he's gonna do that dance.
Because the thing is you can't have him lose, because him, the hero losing will disparage the children. That's the other problem with GoBusters is they don't win 100% every time, and it upsets the kids. The kids start cutting themselves like Dawson, and we just can't have them being upset because their heroes are not winning 100% every time. They have to win 100% every time, and if a person dies and becomes a phantom, it might upset the children. We can't have that. They might stop watching or lose hope, and they'll become phantoms themselves and die. I'm fine with
Sweet.
That.
One thing I do like is that at least we're back to having
basic forms.
No, like the villain manipulating the person instead of having the villain be the person. Like, at least it's like, oh, we need to like increase our phantom numbers. It's basically like breeding. I bet they wish they could have sex; it'd be easier.
Like Orphanox.
But anyway, like that, I like that better than Forze, where you're like, oh, the bitch stole my purse. I'm gonna become a Zodiar. Like, at least it's a plausible villain. Like, this was like with such petty motivations last season.
Well, they were high school students.
Even the main villain, I want to go to space! To motivate.
They were still trying to figure out what their periods meant. And,
Actually.
What I did like that we got to see the water / strike this time. It looked almost like something that would happen in Shinkenger with the
that thing happened we were talking about where they'd use defense with the different elements because he used the water.
Yeah, that was really cool. I do kind of like as funny as it sounds, the whole like / strike shake hands or whatever the hell like or whatever it says. Like, I just think it's funny because he's like actually shaking his hand because it's opposite hands and. The belts can be obnoxious, but I have to think the sounds are funny to me. I laugh at them. Dawson cries, I laugh.
I just think it's a bit too busy.
They cooled that down a lot after episode one. Like, the Lapatch magic and the Shabadoobie and shit.
Yeah, listen,
like, they hardly do it outside of like the initial Henshin and a couple times with the ability rings.
Because he usually like goes gachon gachon and like immediately hits the little magic ring or the little the Henshin ring. It's like it's never really like. It's not like he's
fixing Mr. S messing up.
It's not like
this one.
It's not like he hits it and it's just like it's not like the guy memory sound, like he's just sitting there going droom, like the waiting noise, like the O scanner, like he's just holding the scanner and it's going oi, 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 and while Edgy gives like a diatribe and you know it's just he hits the little button and scans his hand and goes. Like, you don't have to sit there and hear, Shabadoobie Tacha Henshin. Shabadoobie Tacha Henshin.
It's only got one voice.
Lupacha Magic, touch, go.
Of course, the driver was home to like four people.
And then if you look, they the overtime subs added the word two in there. Shabadoobie Tacha Henshin. Even though it's not saying it, they added it
is
in
it
there.
Not? I can't really tell whether it's saying the two or not.
I don't feel a need to read that.
I don't either. Sounds... Like, people are like, oh, overtime sucks because they put transform instead of Henshin, or TV Neon sucks because they don't translate anything. I don't read those. Like, if it's just like useless noise, like I just watch the pretty effect and I don't read it. I know what it's gonna say. I don't need the subs to tell me light please or anything. I know it's gonna do that. I don't need the subs.
Or when he says Henshin, what did he say? What was that word? I've never heard the word Henshin before.
Fuck's Henshin. I don't know.
Well, when they had the toy picture, it they had the words on there, and it just says, and so here on Wikipedia, see, it just says Shabadoobie Touch Henshin, Lupatch Magic Touch Go. That's what it said on the picture of the toy. I don't know why Overtime felt the need to add the word two in there. I guess they wanted to make it proper English and be stupid, but there's no two in there at all.
Like, I wasn't really hearing the two so much, so I wasn't really sure whether it was actually there or not.
It's because he's saying, like, Tachu.
Yeah.
Right? So, they're like, oh, he's saying touch two. I'm like, are you stupid? Do you not know how they spell things there?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Like, it's like if they said, like, someone said, like, oh, Red Doe Buster, and they actually wrote, like, Red Doe Buster. Like, I...
like, D-O-U-G-H.
There's no doe involved. Or, like, a deer. Like, there's no doe involved here.
Red Doe Buster.
I'm just picturing some sort of weird fetish now.
It's like, what Kaoru had to become after she lost samurai powers. She had to become the Red Doe Buster.
She's Bambi's mother. Like, it's the thing, it's like, it's not like they, you know, how do you not know what they're saying? Like, you do this all the time. How do you not know how they spell things? Stop it. Like, it was just irritating. It irritates me. I hate Overtime. I really
I
do
feel
this.
Like this would put a, this is the time where I put the 5 minutes of Zero Not Caring video. That's what would happen here.
Like, I don't know what you're trying
subgroup
to say.
Subgroup wars but... just kind of tick me off in general. I mean, who really cares?
I like pretty effects, so I go to TV Nihon. I'm like a child.
I just want to see it so I can get it over with, so I can watch something else.
Well, you watch TV Nihon, you must like Japanese, because they don't translate anything.
You must like being stupid or something. I don't know. I saw people say all kind of shit about people who watch TV Nihon. Like, oh, you must like
standard,
being a child.
No. I watched Hurricane Drew and HK subs.
I watch whoever, like... In a case, I watch Overtime to watch it as soon as I can. I download TV Nihon to keep on my computer. And in cases where, like, say, Gaur Ranger or Jetman or something, like, only one group sub them, so I go download that subgroup. I don't have, like, a subgroup bias. I mean, I'm not an asshole most of the time. I mean, I am, but...
I don't know. I'm replacing all my Agito subs with the shit TV Nihon comes out with because it's better video.
I don't have a sub bias, but I am an asshole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm replacing the TV Nihon ones, too, because the Agito ones with the TV Nihon ones because the Cruel Angel subs were horrid.
Yeah, and the Kuga ones I'm replacing with TV Nihons, too, because there's so many spelling errors in Midnight Crew that it just bothers me. I can't handle that many spelling errors.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of spelling errors when I was watching Kuga.
It's like, it's great you have it out at all, but maybe if you reread the text before you put it up, that'd be great. Errors.
They were like, heebie-jeebie-deebie-deebie. They weren't even speaking anything. Like, they needed to check that. That's what it sounded like. I don't have to take him seriously. Now it's time to move to the future.
Okay, yay! Now it's time for ramble time.
Yeah.
Go, sucker.
Okay.
Tango, sucker. It's a random thing from Call of Duty. It sounds like they're saying tango, sucker.
What?
I don't know. Whatever their voices are saying. I don't know. There's a bit for it somewhere.
Okay.
My favorite one is when they're like, I have a Playboy magazine. They're not saying that, but it sounds like they are. Okay.
Okay.
No, he's not gay. He's just... British.
What?
Not even Chris has that thick of an accent, from what I remember.
I've never spoken to this Chris, now have I? I don't even know if he exists.
We only did once.
He might be fake.
That was when I threw drafts at Cat.
What's his name on there? No, it's just Chris. Oh. It's funny. The origins of Chris.
Part 3.
The streets. 2.
6.
No, 12! The answer is 12!
Okay, so what show do we want to bitch about first?
Pokemon!
Yay! This was the gym battle, right?
This was the gym battle.
I definitely remembered it.
Ash versus Bryson.
Fuck. Not that, the accent.
Fuck. Dawson hates British people.
Oh, Lord. I walk right into these like a minefield. I did quite enjoy the episode compared to like the other random ones we've been getting. It was at least as a battle and exciting things were happening.
Yeah, the battle was good. The parts of the episode I didn't enjoy, any time Iris and Silen were speaking, those were usually really bad for me.
It was way too often, too.
It was way, yeah, and then they say unnecessary things, like, fighting types are weak, the flying type moves, stop it.
Fucking Bear Tick using Aerial Ace, what an asshole.
I'm like, this guy's like, got the hacks, I know.
And he's like, Aerial Ace? I'm like, yeah, Ash, I'm confused too, Bear Tick's fucking flying around.
I'm still trying to figure out when they thought it was a good idea to put that first spike down there. Like, honestly. How do they not see it?
Oh, his furry penis? Yeah, I like it. It's pretty hot.
Has he ever heard of bearscaping? Was he called bearscaping? I don't know.
Oh, God.
He'd use his own claws? I'm not sure. I'm taking this too far. Wait, he's got those, like, that beard. He could use that as a razor. Like, it's like shavingception, using your own beard as a razor.
This is just getting uncalled for.
There's something else to talk about. They battled.
I liked when he had Scraggy use his skin as a defense, and Bryson was like, dude, what the fuck just happened?
Just used his pants as a defense. What did that stand for? Pants. It was in Chuck. Oh, it was those boxes, I think. That they had their personal items box. It was called Pants.
Oh, yeah.
I still like planned tits. Toes in the sand.
What else? Nothing really happened. I didn't hate the episode like I normally do. It just further cements the fact that the only Pokemon episodes I enjoy anymore are the ones where they beat the shit out of each other.
They're supposedly going to this place called Opelucid City for the next gym battle, but that's not going to happen.
Damn it, Brian.
They're going to Burbank.
Burbank? They're going to Burbank. They're going to wait for Ascon 2005 for like 30 minutes.
They're going to look like a bunch of stupids there with a sign.
What?
Lunsford will be there.
Did you see there was a tweet earlier at Lunsford about somebody like on a plane they saw who's like looked like him. I'm like,
oh, it's Lunsford.
That guy was on the plane again.
That guy's a professional traveler. He just travels around sleeping on various planes. I don't even think he didn't have any luggage. Maybe he was the air marshal.
He did have luggage. He was at the luggage terminal. I cut him off.
All I remember him having was that hoodie he kept wrapping around himself. Wait, that was me. Just kidding.
That was me.
Like that, I just thought it was funny. I'm like, holy crap, someone else saw the Lunsford.
I love how he's in our Facebook albums and he doesn't even know it. So hilarious. Cat gave him a backstory. He was born and raised in Cincinnati. And I don't know what Cat was saying.
I didn't even know this happened. When did this happen?
We talked about it. It was in that video.
I don't remember the backstory from the video.
You were there. You were like messing in your backpack and you were coughing. And Brian and I were talking about it.
I wasn't listening to you. You know I don't like when you all speak.
I can relate. Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of things that are annoying, are we ready to move on to Yu-Gi-Oh?
It's time to high-five the sky.
I think so. I don't think there was anything else. There was something else in Pokemon I thought was worth talking about, but I guess not.
Pikachu was a good cheerleader. Krokorok was pretty cool, I guess.
He wore sunglasses. Team Rocket's still MIA.
They're dead.
They're leaving the show. It's a retooling. Actually, it kind of is retooling.
Go Busters is ending!
Oh, wow! Sorry. I don't have my Mega Excitement device with me right now. Those past awesomes things. What is this episode of Yu-Gi-Oh?
The chick. So... Yeah, this chick comes up to find Yuma, and she's like, Yuma Tsukumo, I'm going to get revenge. And she gets a bazooka. I don't know. I guess in wherever Yuma lives, you can get bazookas just, like, in the corner store. And
apparently that's okay.
Yeah, chick just buys a bazooka, and she's just blowing the shit up out the town like it's nothing. I'm like, oh, okay, no one's going to notice. That's fine, whatever. And so she wants to get revenge on Yuma. And so then, as the inevitable happens, she catches them. I mean, they were on like a roller coaster or something at one point. I'm like, what are you doing? And so she catches them, and they're like, let's duel this out. And she's like, oh, fine. So they're going to settle things with a kids' card game. And she starts talking about all these things that happened while like they were in school together a long time ago. And he's like, I don't remember any of this happening to me. But if you insist, whatever, crazy bitch. And so he uses, like, go giant or something. I don't know. And, like, Temtempo, some XZ monster that's, like, got a little drummer boy thing going on. I don't know really what was happening there. He did end up winning, as is expected, because he's Yuma. And, like, the whole time, Chick Friend is sitting there, like... I don't know about this, Yuma. Some ain't right here. And he's just like, whatever, bitch. And I'm like, well, that's kind of rude. You shouldn't, you know, call her a bitch. Whatever, I mean. And then finally, the chick realizes, like, wait a minute. You had a crush not on Yuma Tsukumo, but on, like, it was like Numa, like...
Yukumo
or something. Like, it was, like, something similar. And it's like, she's like, oh, shit, you're right. My bad. Like, sorry, it's your fault for having a similar name. I'm like, what?
You just wasted an episode.
She's like, I'm gonna go off and find that guy. So we're like, okay, whatever, just please, like, get the hell away from us, okay? And she's like, he's like, hey, what about that heart piece thing? She's like, a do what now? He's like, heart piece, the tournament, the dual carnival? What the fuck's that? Ah, Lord.
It's gonna be going on for 2 seasons. How do you not know it?
Right, and then well, at the beginning we see like he's got that heart piece he just won from like Captain Jerkoff, whatever his name was, and it doesn't like fit in the little container. I don't know what the deal is with that. And like, oh yeah, there's like millions of possible combinations. You could be battling the rest of your life and not get 5 heart pieces that fit. He's like, son of a bitch.
That explains how long the tournament's gonna go, or why it's gonna go so long.
Yeah, he's just gonna keep getting like heart pieces.
So they need to fit together.
That's just stupid.
See, that's what they were saying. I just assumed it was five pieces, right? And then the worst part is that because it's a heart, it's an asymmetrical item. Like, it's not like in Duelist. Well, Duelist Kingdom, you just had to fit little stars into your glove. But in Battle City,
you couldn't put it on there. You were pretty much stupid.
Yeah, in Battle City, you just needed any five locator cards, and they told you where to find Kaiba's airship. This is
like, why don't they just look up? I was just gonna say, how are you hide an airship? Seriously.
Shh.
Just realize that.
But so yeah, so that's kind of what happens, and they it was totally pointless, and then she beats her head on like a wall as she's leaving. She's like, damn it, you mama, get my revenge. I'm like, shut up, bitch, go away. You were pointless, you pissed me off. You must gotta duel again in the next episode against the Tomato Man or something. I don't know. Right? It's not until not only after that episode, but after two more following it, will someone else who he's with get to duel. That's not an exaggeration. I looked it up. I'm just as upset about it as you all probably are. And we are.
I have to listen to this, but...
Yeah, Kiefer. As upset as Kiefer is.
He's enjoying it, though, because he's on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Kick.
Yeah, whatever.
Kicks are for kids. Wait, that's tricks.
Yeah. Kicks are kid-tested, mother-approved.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was just another, like, a pointless duel. It wasn't even like the last couple were like, okay, well, we're doing tournament things again. No, this was just pointless to fill up space. We could have seen whatever's happening with Fat Guy Friend and Little Bowler Hat Glasses Kid Friend and Cat Ear Friend, but no, we had to see Yuma and Chick Friend go around, like, and then she's all jealous. Like, I don't care why. Yeah, yes, she was all jealous but I don't care if you're jealous. You're secretly in love with Yuma like every other chick on the show, because there's no other guys in the entire world except Yuma Tsukumo. I'm like, I don't understand why every chick in this show is like in love with him.
More like Yuma, suck your mo.
Suck your mo? Your own personal mo?
Thanks, Brian. That was lovely.
I'll be here all week.
Until he goes on vacation.
The laugh track says Yuma suck a hoe.
The laugh track apparently says nothing. Well,
I agree with the laugh track.
I can't read it. I mean, I'm on the floor.
No, you can't read it because you are retarded.
What does it say, seriously? Okay. Let's move on to Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Unless we want to talk about how bad Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still.
I don't.
Wait,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't want
to blows
move
dick.
Say. This
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Episode
blows dick.
Wasn't about Waspinator, right?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Blows dick.
This one was about Vision.
Oh, the Fruit Loop!
Excuse me?
Fruit Roll-Up.
He calls Vision Fruit Roll-Up.
Yeah, like, they're like, we're going to fix you, and he's like, okay, and then he showed back up, and then someone tried to kill him.
Captain America
yeah.
Tried to kill him.
Yeah.
How stupid are you?
Well, he thought he was...
Really? How
was like,
stupid
Captain
are
America,
you?
You're not like this. And Captain America... Excuse me.
Captain America burped. He's like, oh, yeah?
Captain America's like, oh, okay. And so... they did stuff...
Oh,
together.
God, this is turning into a fan fiction.
And they realized that it was a result of the Purple Man, which is probably the best name for a villain I've ever heard of in my life. I just want to point that out. And so apparently this guy can, like, mind control you with, like... I don't know how he works exactly, because I wasn't paying attention.
I was not asleep in any way portion of this episode. Anyone that says is a filthy liar.
But eventually they all unbrainwashed everyone with the power of talking.
Friendship?
And I think one just got beat up really bad, and they were like, oh.
Oh. Oh. That's the reaction. Just see someone beaten up. Oh. Okay.
I don't know exactly. But everyone got better, and then they fixed Jarvis, and Stark was like not an ass, and I don't know.
I think the takeaway from this episode is, where's Hulk?
Hulk wasn't in this episode.
He hasn't been in any episode.
Because I think they realized that trying to unbrainwash Warch?
Unbrainwash him? Ain't gonna happen, son.
Trying to unbrainwash Hulk would be near impossible. So they just discluded him from this episode.
Poor Hulk. He just hasn't been around. They're just like, oh, let's just do random plots and not talk about Hulk.
I don't know. After how decent last time's episode was, this episode was kind of a bummer. I'm like, Purple Man? What the fuck is a Purple Man?
I was
man?
Disappointed, because last week I'm like, oh, this is a good episode. This week it was back to that same narcotic that they put on that makes me fall asleep. Let's drop that.
I like how Purple Man.
Like, I do remember the beginning when Fruit Loop was there for Roll Up. And he was like, oh, shit, why are you attacking me? I was like, I can go through walls.
Cormac McLaggen, that's like a fake name. Why is that a character in this game? That's a fake person.
I still want to play as Rory's dad. Don't think I didn't notice you there.
Why there was a guy called Purple Man. Is no one else bothered by this?
His power is to be so purple you can't even handle it.
He was very purpley.
Dirt Cresswell, that's another fake name.
I like your dress. It's very purpley.
Very purple.
Buddy the Elf?
Very purple. Your skin's very purple.
Like, he overalls purple. People with his purpleness. And by the amount of times I've said purple makes me realize what a weird word it is.
Purple.
Well, it doesn't rhyme with anything.
Purple.
Except purple. For...
No, there's no word that rhymes with purple.
Nurple.
Or orange.
There's no yellow foods. Except for bananas. Lemons. Oh, Gibby. This is why he's getting his own show. So I think they should put Gibby and Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and then I might be able to stay awake.
Maybe.
Gibby for Hulk. The next Hulk reboot.
A Hulk.
Okay. Shoot. Yeah. Is that all the shows? We ran through them already?
You want to talk about Revolution?
Oh, yeah. That show got canceled because they're just like, let's inspire people to lose weight. And they're like, nope, you got One Life to Live's time slot and you suck.
Oh,
the other one. It's good. I liked it.
It's good. No, I liked it.
But I quite enjoyed it. Like you said before, it's not like Zom, best ever, but I think I'll keep up with it for its one and only season.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to get canned at the end of the season like Terra Nova did.
Yeah, it's like...
Speaking of which, I like Terra Nova more.
Well, it had more episodes. And dinosaurs, so that's unfair. This one didn't have any dinosaurs. Or spaceships. Or horses named Susan. They had horses, but none of them were named Susan. And they didn't care about their life choices.
Okay, I honestly felt like the whole... Where were they in the first place to where Chicago was a hop, skip, and a jump away?
You felt gay.
I assume they were in Illinois. I just didn't know they were in Illinois. I figured that Brian they were across gay. The country.
Maybe they're just right behind it or something. I don't know.
Well, apparently, because it took 2 seconds to get there.
Well, they stopped on that plane first so Dan Southworth could try to rape him. Or was that afterwards?
That was before.
He's like, I'm going to rape you. And then that guy's like, nope, I'm black and I have my head shaved. And he's sort of black. Mm. He's not really sure. He's a rogue.
I wouldn't really call him black, but...
Matthew
Perry,
kind of
like Najee levels of black.
Najee's not black. It's funny. It always gets me. Kevin's blacker than Najee. Najee says ass.
I love chicken.
But... I just had something and I lost it.
Like, I felt like the whole thing to Chicago was going to take a couple episodes as a build-up.
But they got there quickly.
But they got there instantaneously, and I'm like, okay, so now...
Apparently, her uncle's one of the assassins, because he just took out a whole room of people by himself. I mean, I think the chick beat one of them with a club once, and, somebody else tripped somebody at some point, and the off-white guy like, saved her after betraying them. I was very confused about what his deal is.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Was the guy that plays Miles in anything else? I feel like I recognize him.
He probably was, but I can't think of it. I know that the guy that kidnapped the brother was in Once Upon a Time. But you don't watch that, so it doesn't matter.
I know the guy in the plane was from Power Rangers.
He's a raper now.
I was highly disappointed that he got killed.
You thought he was going to be around just to be like the redeemable rapist?
No, I just wanted to see more Dan. But
he started humping people. Well, he didn't get to. He got killed.
Did I.
That's true. And me!
And me!
It's Brian in the apocalypse outside. I was like, guess who's going to rape you? Me, Brian, and me! Starts fake humping them. Brian, world's friendliest rapist. That sounds like a superhero.
Oh, Lord.
That's the best superpower ever.
World's friendliest.
Superpower of friendly rape.
I do love rape.
Oh, God.
But Kevin, the action scenes were pretty fun. I hope there's more of those.
Oh, rape is so fun.
What was the reason they couldn't use guns? Like, there's a law that these people with knives are enforcing?
Why they can't use guns? I guess, it's just the law, because the government guys have guns.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape?
Are you one of those?
I think you made up that statistic.
No, you see, because the 10th person is the person. But you're stupid. See, you don't understand. He doesn't understand the joke. That's fine.
I was going to do a bit off of Barney Stinson's made-up statistics, but...
Mr. S has 14 boxes of ring parts? Damn.
Okay. But I like that those little USBs can power some old computers.
Oh, yeah. Through the air.
Through the air? I didn't know the old lady was going to be part of some sort of secret justice league. She named that guy. Like, oh, good thing they didn't find the Batcave. I didn't know she was going to be like that.
Batcave. They're using fucking, like, MS-DOS to communicate.
Oh, that was funny.
I'm expecting, like, AOL to pop up. You've got mail.
That'd be funny if, like, the only ones that could use the internet, the internet's just empty.
The dial-up modem sound? Oh, God. That's like... I hate the dial-up modem sound.
That just made me realize how much it would suck to have no electricity. You'd have to live on farms and have perfect hygiene while living on them. We get to carry swords, though, and break into RVs. That's fun. Planes. I used to work this place called Google. They pay me to review toys.
Not really.
What does a Google?
They say that a lot, and they don't actually do that.
Oh, Google.
They don't pay us at all.
Google pays
or is that
us
just
to
me?
Review toys. Not really. They pay us to host advertisings on our... Advertisings? Advertisements on videos. But...
So they can put Spider-Man trailer. And now my reviews are approved by Barack Obama now, so that's fun. Like, before the Morphicon exclusive set, I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message. All good. Like... I just think it's funny. Funny the random ads that show up on there.
I approve this message.
I want a world leader to approve my reviews. Damn. That's a pretty big stamp of approval.
It's like above the Dawson seal of approval, the presidential seal of approval. Something about the president's book. And National Treasure. And the Ninth
Doctor. National Treasure 3.
I'm wondering, like they have to hurry up before Nicolas Cage's hair is gone. Like, it's a race against time. It already receded for the second one. I don't know, some movies are like, oh my god, it made $4, let's quickly put together a sequel. And other ones are like, oh, whatever, man, we'll make it in time, it'll be fine, just give me $20 for that picture frame. It'll be cool. Like, they're like dragging their feet, I'm like, you realize that takes like 15 years to make or whatever, you gotta hurry up.
Look, it's not my fault Rick Medina's a smooth operator, okay?
He's a smooth criminal.
He should have played the rapist. He could have convinced them. Salva's too aggressive.
Look, I'm going to take you back here. We're going to have some fun. It'll be okay.
Okay. He was like, quantum power, and then he grabbed her boob. Like, that's not a move. It's funny.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing how it turns out. I don't know what I was going to say.
What did that... her uncle and the guy that, like, runs all the company there were friends reminds me of something, and I can't think of what it is. I guess it sort of reminds me of the Fire Lord and that Avatar Roku. Mm. But it reminded me of something else, too. There's a lot of things that do that, I guess.
It reminded you of a penis.
Apparently it did.
Speaking of penis... Should we move on?
I don't know how penis and Twitter questions relate, but sure. Well,
because I put my penis on Twitter. Oh, wait, that wasn't me.
No, that was Wiener.
You said Wiener.
Yep. Because now it's time for the Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah.
Brian likes Wiener.
You're a Wiener.
Ask me about my Wiener. Get back here, ask me about my wiener. This is a tradition. I'm the happiest. I'm happy. Okay, that's enough doing a bit off them.
Okay, so our first question is from TDA Winner that says, Kevin, now that we know you have seen Aqua Ranger, what do you think about it?
It was fun. It was enjoyable. I definitely had a bunch of moments where I felt either like Gokai Silver or like Akiba Red, where I would just see something and just yell out at the screen what it was. Like, oh my god, it's this! that's always fun for me. I really liked Akiba Yellow when she would just cosplay as different things, or like her voice would change. And what was very creepy... I did not enjoy all of the times where she would just go into a dude-on-dude fantasy. That was a little weird. That was weird.
Oh, you loved it.
No. I enjoyed the part where she was trying to get inspiration and the two chicks started making out. Yes, the laugh track did love the man-on-man action. But
that's where man-on-man action came from, actually.
I actually enjoyed seeing the Red Senshi suit actor. I just... thought that was kind of cool. there was some pretty cool things in it. Like, I don't think it was Zomg best thing ever, but yeah, it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. And I think Brian can go die in a hole.
It was the best thing ever. It was the first self-aware show.
When he grabbed the crawl at the bottom of the screen, I was like, see? Do you see the giveaway? And I'm like, holy shit.
It's the giveaway scroll. That shit gets me every time. I think it's so hilarious. You see the giveaway. I want to do that in real life so people just think I'm crazy. Wait, they already do.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Sherlock Holmes. What are you, crazy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So, our next question.
This is a lovely image.
From Fies Daniel. He says,
hey, look! This is the red and black Megaforce Rangers pretending that they're me.
Yeah, welcome. Okay. They reminded me of us in Pizza Hut.
Oh yeah,
just sitting there on our phones,
people.
That picture tells me so much about the direction of the show. It's gonna follow three clowns in Pizza Hut, and the guy's like, "Hey, here's your pizza." I'm like, "Oh, good. It was made by someone authentic."
Hey.
It was good. Hey, so it was true.
Arthur Fonzarelli made the pizza. Yay.
It was a good pizza.
It was. Kevin was like freaking out over the breadsticks.
Look, we haven't had Pizza Hut in the New Orleans area in quite some time. It's been at least 2 years, and it's been very upsetting. It's been hard without Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut and their breadsticks. And just to be able to have it again is really quite enjoyable, and I love me some Pizza Hut.
Okay, pizza. Now what?
How many times are we going to say Pizza Hut? Is there a counter? This is a drinking game. I'm done. I'm already looking for Sarah Walker.
Brian's like, that's my review.
The straw's too heavy. You won't get off. It's
slipping away from me, man. Nothing beats trying to watch me play
Mario Kart Wii on Rainbow Road.
God.
While completely wasted.
So I know what it's like to play Rainbow Road completely, like, bone dry sober. So
it's hard, right?
The last time...
It's hard sober.
I was drunk. It was hilarious because it was before I was drunk. I could feel it happening, but I was still lucid. And we were playing a game, and I was trying to ask a legitimate question. I'm like, do we share these points, or do we get our own points to spend for perks? And my friend just starts laughing at me. I'm like, I'm not drunk yet. This is a question. I need to know this. Like, it was funny because I remember it. I was legitimately asking a question, and he thought I was drunk. I'm like, no, I need to know. I don't want to spend your money.
Look, what you need to do is to go down two, like, souped-up energy drinks. I forget what they were now. Like, oh, they were like... What? No. I forgot, like, Full Throttle, like, whatever they were. And I forget what they were, right? Some kind of Full Throttle energy drink. And then try and, like, one behind the other, right? Just the whole giant can. Then try and play Super Smash Bros. Melee. Because what happened to my friend is that he just starts mashing buttons because he can't control himself because there's so much energy, and he's trying to play as as Luigi, and so he's just barreling off with that side B attack back and forth across the stage like a crazy person, killing himself. He didn't have to do anything. It was hilarious. He finally just put the controller down, went outside, and ran two laps around the dorm in about 2 minutes, which is really fast. Right, obviously. I mean, this is a large building. He's just running laps around it like it's nothing until he finally got all the energy out. It was hilarious. It was energy drink all down the front of his shirt. It was all over the floor.
That's gross.
Does it sound like energy drink porn now?
Actually, it actually went through his shirt, and his chest was all orange. It was hilarious. It was fun times. We had extra money on our cards at the end of the school year, so we decided to use it to make Adam do crazy things. And being our gay friend, Adam did whatever we wanted.
Oh, God. Let's move on.
Okay, so anyway.
What was the question?
I didn't read it yet. Oh. He said, what are your thoughts if Toei will then, no, it's not grammar. thoughts if Toei would eventually make a RPG or virtual reality-esque Kamen Rider like Excel World in some sorts. What kind of motifs, forms, weapons, and also buddy robots would you like to see from that style of show?
You just said it. Virtual reality. That's the theme.
I would like them to all have, like, different vent mask themes, and they could each bond with a different little monster. And, oh, wait, that was...
I want to see, like, their face... Sort of, I guess, be like Silver Crows, where it looks like a screen, and they can just put whatever face they want on there.
That's kind of cool, actually.
That's how they change from, like, there's a serious Kamen Rider face, but then, like, they can make, like, a sad face if they want. Like, yeah. It'd be funny. You can do that emoticon that's the frog's number designation, apparently. Buddy Machine series emoticon. But
that actually be pretty cool. I don't understand how that makes a face.
It does if you're Dawson.
It looks like the thing where if someone's eye is, like, upset. Like, or some... I don't know. I don't do emoticons. I can't...
I know what you mean. I'm just making fun of you.
You're just trolling me so I get all in a tizzy. And then use words like tizzy.
Getting a tizzy, man. I think it would be a kind of a cool concept. I think the idea behind Rider would be kind of more subdued in that context, considering if you want to try to play it off as a... like a fantasy RPG game-esque thing.
Balls
in my
mouth.
There's monsters in the real world thing. I guess could work. I didn't.
It would have to be like that Ghostager idea that they did a dub of.
Yeah.
And they could just use Scott Pilgrim noises. You win!
There are balls in my mouth.
Bread makes you fat?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, there are balls in my mouth.
.com is not a real website. I think Past Us did this bit already. Maybe? I don't know.
I know, but I wanted to say it in a British accent. There are balls in my mouth.
Blue balls, red balls.
It makes you sound even more gay when you say it in a British accent.
I blame Bakura.
Damn it, Bakura. You voicing Jack.
Bakura tainted our opinions of
British
accent. Our opinions were tainted.
But anyway, I think I would like to see something set up to where, like, the buddy robots would be not like a Majin directly, but
naked.
That too, but kind of like typical RPG fantasy creatures, like a little fox or a little, like, kind of Pokemon-esque things,
Pikachu.
I guess. I think that'd be kind of neat. I don't know.
Pikachu.
I like the idea.
Raichu.
Pikachu fucking a Garrett.
Blast.
You don't watch that in a while. Why are you laughing? This ain't no game.
This ain't no game. This is real life.
Good times. But I think that'd be a fun motif.
Charizard and Blastoise, them's the real gangsters.
And then the second question is, given the popularity of magical girl animes in Japan, do you think the secondary writer of Wizard could be a female?
No.
No? No.
No, because they're just... They don't sell as well. They don't sell as well until the kids grow up. And then that's called porn. So...
Girls can't do well because they have vaginas.
I said it.
We're not even arguing with that. We're not even going to comment. We're just going to pretend
well,
that didn't
happen.
Well,
it's not going to happen. I mean they're never going to have...
Given the popularity there, I could see it happening, but just not... No.
I could see maybe like a third writer or like some sort of random fourth one that might show up later that's only in a handful of episodes, but not as a secondary writer who's going to be taking over a middle arc of the show and then not mattering for the rest of the show. So, no.
And we know that's going to happen.
We might get a guy that looks like a girl because that's just half of them. And you could pretend it's a girl.
It's most of them.
Yeah, so... I mean, some people still think Philip's a girl when they see him randomly. He's got those hair clips.
The hair clips were... Never mind.
I don't wear hair clips. Do you
Philip
wear hair clips?
Philip wears a barrette. Hmm? Philip does. He wears a barrette in his hair.
Okay.
He's just stylish.
Look, I didn't say we didn't like Philip. Okay, we accept his life choices, just like the horse.
Name Susan.
So, Chenix says...
Chenix!
Recently, I had a dispute with some guy over YouTube. What a surprise, over Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. What he asked made me want to ask you guys this. Do you consider Kamen Rider and Super Sentai a form of art? It may sound stupid, but there are a few people who agree with this, saying stuff like Dragonite and PR are an example of corporate America ruining art. Your thoughts?
Fuck you! Not you, Chenix, the guy. I mean, like, a lot of TV and, like, movies is kind of considered art. So in that way, yes, I do consider it, but I don't consider Power Rangers to be... What did he say? Corporate America bastardizing?
Corporate America ruining
art. I don't consider... I just consider it to be a different interpretation.
Like,
it's not always a good interpretation.
I agree with you that most media nowadays is considered art, and I mean, when you take a look at like television as a whole, I mean, it's a story. You've got the visual effects, multiple things that can be individually interpreted as art. So I see no reason to not consider the end product of everything combined art as well.
I consider it when I look at myself in the mirror. I consider that art.
Oh, okay.
Your chin was chiseled by Michelangelo himself.
I forgot about that. Best Chuck moments.
So, I mean, in that sense, absolutely, I think that it could be interpreted as art. But, I mean, like, Dragonite and PR and stuff, it's not corporate America ruining art, it's...
MMPR.
You see artists imitating each other all the time.
Exactly.
Because people will be like, oh, that's a pre... Bob period or whatever. They're like, oh, you drew information inspiration from people that do art stuff. I mean, I don't understand all art. There's that weird exhibit at the Denver Museum that's just a bunch of milk cartons hanging from a tree, and I'm like, that's just someone that was hung over. But I'm just, and there's some weird stuff out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. This is why we keep you around, to be inappropriate.
Well, I was upset they made me go to the art museum for my class, okay? You all make me use my...
Please stop touching yourself. That's just highly inappropriate.
Sorry, I thought no one noticed.
But yeah, I think those are just people that are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't usually humor people on YouTube because I know they're retarded. Just like I don't humor people on HJU. We saw you trying to stand up for what's all good and right, Chenix, and we saw you getting mauled for it in that Go Busters
thread. I'm surprised you're alive, dude. Like, you say that kind of shit, and those people, they'll fucking maul you. They'll
with their avatars.
They'll hyperbeam and
hyper ghost a great Megazord.
Yeah, no, we saw what you were doing. We approve. We are surprised you're still alive in one piece. We are thankful for it, of course, but we don't recommend doing it.
Third week, Kevin. Don't out it yet. No?
I get it, sir. We don't recommend doing it on a regular basis, however. You might not survive next time. They're rather rabid over there at the HJU.
Speaking of Dragon Knight, survive.
Oh,
we pre-ordered that. Dragon Knight's awesome. So anyone who doesn't like it can suck dick. It's gave us Lunsford. He's a celebrity.
That was like my idea of what the adaption should be. Let's come up with our own story. Nah, that's stupid. Who writes their own TV show? Or just everybody? Nah.
Nah. Why would we do that? Let's just copy it. Okay. Let's just dub it.
The Spawn Brands as a whole is basically that monster from Dino Thunder that has a little copy machine on its arm that just goes, COPY! That's basically what Spawn does. They just have that monster, and they take the Sentai scripts and go, COPY! And they come out in English. That, or they just have the guy watching the TV Neon subs.
So Kiefer says, what are some of your favorite Toku video games, and do you have any specific memories or stories related to playing them?
Lost my virginity when I was... No, I'm just kidding. I don't really play many of them. Money? I don't play money. I lose it a lot. I'm just quiet, except for me just babbling.
I was waiting for you to stop mumbling and say something. Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it. I have a few random Power Rangers games with those memories other than I played it and it was a mediocre licensed game.
I remember playing the movie game a lot.
Yeah, I remember I have the movie game and I don't have it actually. I have the other Power Rangers game.
It was a lie.
We rented the movie game right after I got my tonsils out and I got through like two levels of it. But I know I remember playing the original game, being upset that Tommy was Sega Genesis exclusive.
Green MMPR. Or white.
Yes. And
he was in the movie game.
He was. That's why I liked the movie game. I could play as Tommy.
I downloaded that one Samurai game from my iPad and played it like for once.
And I got the Zeo Battle Racers. That I remember never beating that. That was fun. I never did get figure out who the secret character was.
Oh, I got one. I watched Brian play that Forza game on the plane. That's a memory. We laughed at Gintaro crashing.
It's like the one game that I purposely lose. Just to see Gintaro ride off a cliff and explode. But, I don't have that many Toku games besides a couple PR ones. I got Climax Heroes O's for the PSP. That was a really fun game. I might pick up the Cho Climax Heroes or whatever the hell the new one coming out is. That has like every rider ever in it. I might pick up that one. I don't know yet. But those were pretty fun. But most of my memories come from MMPR the movie because I'd always play that with my friends. And we'd get nowhere in it. And now I watch, like, a Let's Play of it, and I'm like, wow, this game is really easy. Like, why did I have difficulties with this?
You get better. It's really awesome to play games you had difficulties with as a kid, and you're like, I'm amazing. you're like a superhero. It's like Jak and Daxter 1. It's like, I had problems with all these levels. I'm like, this is easy as fuck. Just any games in general. Like Pong? Shit. Game stumped me when I was little.
That's some typical shit right there.
Nothing beats the original video game, Pong.
Beats the original. So, Jeff says, do you have any favorite book series like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
I have big, huge balls. Does that count? No, that's not the fun
series. I think, like, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I'm just guessing, but I think Kevin likes Star Wars books.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes, I do. No, actually, there's a lot of people don't know this. I've read actually things that are not Star Wars.
What?
Most people I know, and this is actually not like a joke or one of those things that I say to be stupid, most people I know would not believe that because they've only ever seen me read Star Wars books. Tell the laugh track if he wants to speak, he has to laugh. That
Squeak it. This reminds me of when Kevin didn't have his computer and he had to talk to us like that.
No, will you shut up? But
no, you.
Well then, sir. But
I love my laugh track.
I know he's not even laughing. He's just
being a novel. Oh God! There we go.
Oh, he's laughing now. Oh well, look at the shrimp. Look at the shrimp. Look at the shrimp.
What?
I don't.
I'm hungry.
Do you, that's from something, and I forgot what it was from.
Shrimp.
Drake
and Josh, very big shrimp. Little shrimp. What was that movie called?
Little
Jumbo Shrimp. No. Shrimp. My shrimp was taken.
I read all the Ender books. That was a really fun series, and there was another series that guy wrote that was fun. What else did I read? I read a bunch of those Jack Ryan books by Tom Clancy that they made movies of. But I read more than just the ones they made movies of. I read a whole bunch of them. And those are really good. A lot of detail and a lot of names, and you just start – characters start blending after a while. You just start ignoring the names and just go, whatever, some guy. It's fine. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. but yeah, a lot of Star Wars. I like all the Republic Commando books. Those are really, really good. A lot of like – Mandalorian stuff in there.
A lot of them going commando, you know what I mean?
The X-Wing books, shut up. The X-Wing books were really good.
I like the triple X-Wing books. Sorry,
God, such a naughty little boy, aren't you? But yeah, there are a couple of the Star Wars books that I haven't liked, but most of them I thought were really good. I just read a whole bunch of those usually, but... I've read a few other things, but yeah, Harry Potter, always a fan favorite. Lord of the Rings was good. The Hobbit was so good, they're making it 3 movies.
they're making the 3rd one out of notes or something. I don't know.
I don't understand it myself. I just started nodding my head.
So I'm going to see it.
I just started nodding my head and saying, okay, Peter Jackson, whatever you say. I'll play your game, and then I think he's Trebek now. I don't know, but I do a lot of reading, you know. Dawson here, I have to pick up the slack. I have to pick up the slack for Dawson. You know, not reading.
Have you seen television? It's way better.
Yes, no, I have seen television. I do that as well. I watch a lot of television. What?
Dawson doesn't have an imagination.
He doesn't. He...
It's just so much easier to watch it. I mean, I've read books and...
He's read books. He just didn't really like them very much.
No, I like... The Hobbit's probably one of my favorite books. I only read The Fellowship of the Ring because I'm like, this is stupid. I could just go watch the movies. And I've mentioned the Transal Saga before. I love that book. But I don't do it out of... hobby. I mean, they'll make me do it in school enough. I don't want to have to. That's probably why, because I'm like trying to be defiant at school. Read this. No, I don't want to read Frankenstein. Then I'm going to randomly become obsessed with it and watch movies about it.
I shouldn't read any of my school books.
I read pretty much all of my school books until my senior year. That year, because it really wasn't required for anything to actually read them, so I didn't. And I was much happier for it.
Sounds like my college science class.
I feel like I should read the Shining book to feed my obsession with the movie.
You know, no, I don't want to do that. I got a 1 out of 5 on the English 5 AP test, but I mean, the 2 essays I wrote one on Conan O'Brien and one on Star Wars. Apparently, they didn't like it very much. Whatever.
Take it a one's bad?
Out of five, yeah.
Oh.
But you're number one. That's supposed to be good. I don't get grading.
Oh, we know. You don't get a lot of things.
Yep. Let's see. What do I read? I read a couple of the Harry Potter books. And I read Power Dizer. That's a good series.
I love that series. It's all about buzzing.
It's the best series.
I also have a bunch of these things called Manja. Manja? I don't know how you properly...
Manja? That store? You know what's a good book series? Captain Underpants.
I read those when I was little.
Animorphs. Those were good.
I read like all the Animorphs
books. I have every book ever that... Actually, what even... Apparently, she didn't even write half of them. She had other people writing them and just put her name on them. That was fun to learn.
What a whore.
But I did read most of those. Apparently, I saw this picture the other day, yesterday. Sarah Jessica Parker was one. She turned into a horse. I guess she got stuck that way.
She transformed too long. She's like Tobias.
She became a Nothlet, and that was awful.
See, I read Battle Royale like every year. I don't know why. This is a tradition. I read The Hunger Games recently.
My Shuki was taken.
Yep, I was.
Brian reads 50 Shades of Grey and all the Twilight books.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's quality novelization right there.
Do you really touch yourself that much?
Transformers books, the Exodus and whatever the other one was.
Exodus 2, The Streets.
I don't remember what it was.
Exodus 2, Jews Are Lost Again. Oh.
Exiles, I think it was called.
Why was that joke not funny? Come on, that was comedy.
Why was that joke not funny? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't read much.
You guys are just a bunch of bastards.
See, and then I get all the shit.
Well, yeah, because you actually hate the Jews. This is just a fun little
No, not about the Jews. Lord.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, like I said, I don't read too much.
Dawson. So gay.
Poor Dawson. Hashtag doesn't care. Shadow Rydera says, how do you feel when fan subbers add flashy animations to their subs? Do you think that they add or take away from the show?
I love the flashy animation. This is why I watch TV Nihon. They're amazing. I get all excited like a child. Like, I really do. I get so excited when I see the little flashy things. Like, I'm like, ooh, look, it's pretty.
He texts me. He's like, dude, TV Nihon released an episode of Wizard. You need to see these ring effects.
They were cool. I liked them. I still like them.
I think this is the one area where I'm an easy Toku fan. So long as it doesn't spew code that makes me flash, I'm good.
That's only because you don't download your stream, and the stream was broken.
I did for a while, but I was just like, so long as it's not, there's random weird symbols in it, and it makes sense, I'm good.
I mean, I don't think it takes away anything. Unless people don't like it. Like, oh, it's ruining it because they're putting in colors and all these effects, and it's unnecessary. They need to just write words on the screen and be done with it. I'm like, this is more enjoyable to me. Like, I like watching a Sentai show and seeing all of the red ones text in red and all the green ones text in green or whatever color we're going with. I enjoy that. I enjoy having different font for the Buddyroids as for the GoBusters, or a different font for, you know, the Zodiarts when they're transformed as opposed to when they're not, or the horoscopes. And I've always enjoyed all that stuff, so I never really saw a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't particularly see a problem with it either. I mean, there's times where I wish they'd use a different font because it's hard to read or something, but I don't particularly mind them, like, changing fonts depending on who's speaking and changing the colors and stuff. Like, that stuff doesn't particularly register to me. Like, I don't need subs for certain things, like the the flashy effects. Like, I don't need the subs for it. So I just kind of watch the flashy effects.
Yeah, like, I don't need effects to understand when it goes, Garuda, please. I know what Garuda please means.
I don't. Those no one translates this word tension, so I'm trying to figure it out still. But
it's a difficult word.
This doesn't really have to do with the flashy things, but the ones I can't stand are the ones I've never made it through a full episode because I got upset. Is where they stack the lines, or when they try to do it like a script and they'll put the person's name before the line.
I've seen a couple of YouTube subbers do that.
Yeah, so I don't like that, especially when you stack it. Like, I want to see their faces. Oh, someone's revving it. Like, I was getting excited. He's thinking about the ring effects. It's like, he couldn't wait.
Like, they're just told you, man. They get me so happy. Can't help myself.
But yeah, I don't particularly think they really add or take away, but I enjoy them.
They add to my enjoyment because I'm like a child. I'm like, ooh, pretty colors.
Yeah, there's that. Okay, so.
Pretty colors.
John says, have you ever experienced issues with online trolls?
Erectile dysfunction? No, I don't have that problem. Oh, I'm sorry.
coming after you. If so, any funny stories? Well, there was that time in, was it Christmas 2010, I think?
Yeah, I do have that problem because Brian has that. He always comes first. So.
Starting reviews for the most part. And, the toy section of 4chan doesn't like reviewers.
Or Brian.
They don't like video reviewers in particular. Pictorial reviewers are like gods over there. So they don't like video reviewers, and they just kind of consistently just kind of attack people.
I think it's because they have hearing problems. They can't hear too well, and so video reviews are an affront to them.
I was the brunt of an attack because I made some sort of comment on one of my vlogs that someone didn't like. And, so...
If you don't like me, screw you, because I can see where that would be a problem.
No, it was something about, like, I heard my mom talking upstairs about, like, her bowel issues.
Yeah.
While I was recording, so I made a comment about it. I was like, Mom, I don't need to hear about your bowel issues. And he's like, well, you're just a rude son of a bitch.
And Jesus.
Posted on 4chan and was like, this guy's rude, attack him. And they're like, okay, because that's what 4chan does. And, so that lasted a couple days. That was fun.
He said, that was fun.
Unrelated. Remember when you did that thing with your hands and you're like, that was gay?
That was gay. all the comments are still there if you want to go check them out. It's one of my videos that has like 100 and something dislikes, whatever that one is.
Jeez.
God damn. Fun.
It was just a bunch of negative comments like pizza face and troll, or not troll, toad. I think Toad was on there.
I think they just know that that's your favorite Mario
character.
What kind
of an insult is pizza face? That's like a third grade insult.
It's because I have bad acne.
Oh. Well, that's still a funny insult. That's like something you say on the playground.
Pizza's delicious.
Your stupid pizza face.
My face is yummy.
That's only a punishment because you can't eat your own face. Well. It's not like that episode of Zim where you can eat yourself when you're baloney. that episode's always on every time I try to watch that show. Just saying.
Remember that time I was baked in a giant pizza? Oh, wait, that wasn't me. That was TJ.
Something about munching dragons out the munch.
That's, like, the only time I remember, like, really bad trolling. I got attacked one other time, but it wasn't as bad.
It was in the alley.
It only lasted, like, a morning, and it was only a couple people. But, like, the rest of the people were like, yeah, this is getting boring.
Video wasn't off.
The first one was one of those vlogs. The second one was a different vlog. I don't remember which one it was. Like I said, it didn't last that long. Like, I can't even remember what it was. That's how little I remember it. But yeah, you just get some troll people on your comments are like, oh, this guy's a virgin.
There's one time that Dawson broke Nada Shiko. People were like, oh, you broke Nada Shiko.
Oh, that was happened. Fun.
She's a fan favorite. That was.
And there was that one time that Dawson says shooto phone. People were like, you're spelling it wrong.
You can totally tell by the way I say it.
Then there's that one time that Dawson did something else people got mad at.
Wait, I was just thinking, there was one other one. I was listing in my head, and then Kevin started not listing things about himself, but listing my things. Yeah, there was not a Shiko. People were very upset about that. I thought it was funny. I think it's just because I buy so many figure arts, it doesn't faze me when shit happens to them. What is it? I just thought of one. Damn it. Son of a bitch. Was there ever a time we were all attacked? I mean, there was that general thing a while back where people kept saying how we're elitist because we don't hire people, but it's really the fact we just don't hire 12-year-old incompetent people.
I don't know.
That
I mean,
happened. I remember the time Zeron said that. But we're now elitist? He's our friend.
Well, just
now he's
we're
our
like
best
we forzaid that we're like friendship, and they're like, okay.
Well, but we don't just hire everybody that apply. It's like that rumor got started because you get these like 11-year-old kids that would apply for a reviewer's job, and we turn them down. They're like, oh, they're elitist. No, you just suck. I'm sorry. We're just gonna hire.
They also said specifically, we don't want reviewers. We want columnists and reporters, and they're like, I want to be a reviewer. Sorry, no. You're just being snobby. Like, we said no reviewers.
There was the great DX War. That was the time.
I loved the DX War. That shit was hysterical. Particularly because I wasn't involved, so I was just
The thing about it was that Dawson did not understand that if you tell me to say something, I actually will say it.
It's like that thing where you said, wouldn't it be funny if you just punched him right in the face? I didn't think you were going to do it. Just like, it'd be funny if this would happen. And Kevin's like, gonna make that happen. Challenge accepted. And that's how Zeron was born.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, as you all know, we became good buddies with Zeron. So much so that he stayed at our room at Morphicon. So,
and he enjoyed the ass hair as well.
Oh yeah.
But no,
I'm trying to steal him.
Put him in a little evidence.
Didn't happen.
There was this one time that I had people like bitching at me because, Derp, you don't edit your reviews. You just leave in you're leaving all the mistakes. I'm like,
come on now, Brian and I were just teasing.
No, like people legit like, you need to edit, dumbass. Like, and I'm like, so I cut things out. Then I had people recently going, dude, you're so stupid. We editing. What's all these edits? What's wrong with you? I'm like, God damn it, like. You either want me to edit shit out or you don't. Like, it's not that hard of a concept. I also got into trouble when I talked about how obnoxious Meteor's yelling was. That was fun. You do karate. You key on karate. That you're a hypocrite. No. It doesn't work that way. What else is there? I get into a lot of trouble for the fact that I'm clumsy. People don't like that I just drop things. I'll be trying to like hold something, I'll just drop it. I'm sorry. Clumsiness runs in our family. I can't help that. Like, you know how many times I've spilled my drink as a child? Like,
it's for ham-handedness.
I know. Like, it's like, I'm sorry. I can't help the fact that I just dropped the switch or the ring or the figure when I'm trying to show it off.
The guy yelled at me because I left in a part where the figure fell down, because that turntable I have, like, it's fine until it gets to a certain point and then it like bumps. I haven't really taken apart to figure out why, because I don't really care.
My figures fall down all the time, but I just make fun of them.
It's a bump and it usually like falls over. I'm like, ah, you fell over. And they're like, how hard is it to edit out the part and do it again, because I don't want to.
It's funnier the first time. Like, one of my favorite reviews is when Brian just started laughing in the middle of trying to make Samurai How.
Yeah, that was
just
fun.
Like, I mean, I was there for that.
But I get all kind of comments like, oh, well, this wasn't in the center of the whole time. This wasn't in frame the whole time. Like,
I had an issue with that recently when I started using the iPad.
Yeah, it's kind of
hard
to do Mecha reviews with it. Yes, it is very hard to keep everything in frame. That's why if you watch my Stag Jet review, I'm like building Great Go Buster with one hand while the other one's like just holding the camera and moving it around it. I'm like, I need forearms. I need the armor tricks, I need to turn into forearms, then I can do the review properly. Or have an assistant.
Fuck, I can't ever talk, Kevin. You just keep going. I was going to say, I feel like there's one other specific event I had, but I've gotten a lot of comments recently that aren't really complaints, but they're people that are like, it's on the Shogun Megazord review. They say, did you just say Billy was a bitch? Because I commented on it. And it's like, it's almost like that. Did I hear that right? It's like, yeah. We said that.
But I mean, I get comments about the background of my reviews and the video quality. I had comments because I was using my computer. That wasn't good enough. So and then people comment on my shirts, like, because it was the camera was always facing me. Then I had the iPad. I used the front camera. That wasn't good enough. So then I used the rear facing camera, and I thought it would be funny. Until I thought of something different to use, but I need something to use as a backdrop. I know I have this stack of books just sitting here. We just pile them up, and it'll be hilarious, right? Well, then I just like kind of thought it was funny, and I liked it because they're all Star Wars books. I'm like, let me just leave this and keep doing it. And then people are like, "Are those really books? What the fuck is wrong with you? Can't you go buy a whiteboard?" Yeah, I could. This is funnier to me. It's never the same backdrop twice. Like it. I don't know. It's different. I was thinking different. It's and I'm like, I don't care. Why does it matter? KRX50, who was just like, say things, and then we told him off, and then he unsubscribed.
Oh, yeah, because I told him to fuck off in a review. In hindsight, that probably wasn't the most polite thing to do, but he was getting really annoying.
Well, in one of the descriptions on a video, he requested one of the double weapons. So as a joke, I wrote like, this was requested by KRX50. So if this review sucks, don't blame me. Go yell at him. He like flipped the shit. Like, what if people can actually come yell at me? I'm like, clearly that's a joke.
Check out the back, man.
Like, you know, and then, but yeah, there's all kind of things. People are crazy on YouTube. I just ignore them. Some people, they start, you know, limiting a tweet. Oh, I'm only going to leave comments on for a day, or I'm just going to turn off comments. I'm like, I just don't care.
Because, like I said, I still have all those comments when people calling me fat ass troll face.
That happened in the movie.
I kept all that.
Attack that kid.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is that's usually what happens. Why I leave them? Because first of all, I find they're funny. I don't care. You can make fun of me all you want. I don't care. But I know that somebody, whoever it is, will come along and yell back at that person, and then it'll be even funnier.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It's really fun.
So, like, I know. A lot of people that we happen to have run across in our many travels and our time on the internet that loves us will just come on the video and just start yelling at whoever it is. And whether it's Anchor Crab or Kiefer, or I think Aerosol's done it before. Chenix, I think, has done it maybe. I don't know. I know we've had a bunch of people just come in and yell at people. Spider Vic's done it before. I remember that.
I miss Spider Vic. I'm sad now. Where did he go? Where did my Spider Vic go?
Like, we just get a bunch of people that will just come and, like, take up for us. And it's always fun to see when people actually like you, which is also why I have to leave the negative comments there so I can get the positive reinforcement from the other people. Go, dude, shut the fuck up. Dude, it was awesome. Like, oh, good. Someone likes me. I can keep doing this for, you know, longer. Well, it's true. You get a bunch of people, like, telling you how much you suck repeatedly. So you finally get somebody yelling back at them, like, dude, shut up. Like, oh, okay, I feel okay now. Someone actually does enjoy this crap. Me stammering around like a moron, doing stupid voices in the reviews and humming random songs while I'm trying to review things because I have a problem.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
The cookie crumbles. I'm not sure how people stand my gay voice that happens.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I, like, nearly vomit when I hear my own voice.
I don't know if people can stand.
Honestly, the first time I heard your review, I thought you were a flaming homosexual.
Well, that's why you didn't subscribe. I know it. I was a fan of your reviews. You weren't even subscribed. I'm still calling shenanigans on that.
Now that I think about it, your review voice does sound kind of gay.
By fan, I was referring to I seen them.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know how people can stand Dawson talking that quickly.
I have a lot of stuff to do. But
like, oh, at the same token, though, Brian.
Headphones off. Oh my god.
At the same token, though, Brian tends to talk rather slow and spends like 3 minutes at any given point in the review rambling. I've actually seen reviews where Brian will finish the review at the 6 minute mark.
And it goes on until 11 minutes?
Yeah, 9, 10, 11 minutes.
I'm notorious for this.
That's how the vlogs happen. It'll be like 5 minutes, like, well, that's all really I have to say. There's 15 more minutes in this vlog. What the fuck happened?
It's Brian just rambling about nonsense, and I don't know why he's still talking. By the time it's over, I go.
Would do this instead.
By the time it's over, I'm going, why didn't I just end this video sooner? Why did I keep watching?
That's the way I feel about it. I'm like, if people really want to leave, they can leave. It doesn't bother me any.
I want to leave, but then I just can't because I'm like, I want to know what makes this video this long.
That's how I get you.
When I'm over, I'm like, why did I do this? I have wasted 10 minutes of my life watching the end of this video. Damn it, Brian. You stammered on like a moron again and got me. I should have known better.
Should have, but you didn't. What now?
Bitch.
So, our last question is from King Yubi Neo.
He stares at me. It's creepy.
What instruments would you like to have seen in Hibiki that weren't used in the series? Examples, saxophone, tuba, etc.
Harpsichord.
Soda bottles?
Sousaphone? That thing they used to make the Star Trek theme?
Glasses?
You know what I'm talking about? It's a special instrument. Sheldon played one in Big Bang Theory.
I'm trying to remember what they were called. The
didgeridoo.
No,
okay, I was
that would have been
funny.
Pretty cool, but it's a.
I couldn't think of funny instruments.
I don't know. Use your hand.
It's a penis.
I'm hurrying along to look it up about the theme of Star Trek. I'm hoping that they'll tell me.
Doesn't even matter. It's not even Star Wars.
Didgeridoo would have been hilarious.
But that would have been funny just to me anyway.
Harmonica? I don't think that was used.
No, harmonica was not.
Trash lid.
Trash lid.
Hibiki Street version. It's like a trash can, a trash lid, a bucket.
What about a microphone? It could be like that Ghost Ager thing.
Well, that was kind of what the sword was.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shut up.
I wonder if he knows what Ghost Ager is.
Son of a bitch.
I still can't figure out what the fuck the thing is called. I'm trying to find it. God damn it.
Keep on looking.
I'm looking. A piano. Like, I wanted to just pull out a giant, or a pipe organ. That'd have been fun, huh?
Chalkboard.
You just see like an Oni carrying around a giant like pipe organ on his back. Like, damn
it.
I found
one that didn't have a weapon, so I just did it freestyle and beatboxed. Like, it would basically be like hip-hop keto, but he had all his fingers.
Really? You have to go there?
How did he lose it? Was it a crocodile incident? Like, I want to know. Was he born without it? How did I not know about this?
I don't know how you didn't know.
Did he not buckle his finger in?
Let's go to Big Bang Theory. Let's try that.
you'll lose a finger and not have a story for it.
I don't end up on I didn't want characters, I wanted episodes. I don't know what it's called. All I know is that it's a really weird thing. It's like you're just basically playing it in the air.
Theremin.
I don't know what'll happen. What?
Theremin.
Theremin?
Theremin.
Theremin, yes, theremin.
That sounds like either a cold medicine or one of the dwarves.
That's Theraflu.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it's off-brand.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, a theremin. That's what, yeah. That would have been cool if we just had an Oni who used one of those.
Yep. Recorder.
Oh, Lord.
Just one that whistles.
LOL! A synthesizer? That'd be fun.
One that just plays chiptunes. Yeah.
I think, is there another funny instrument? A sitar? That'd be fun. Just playing like on
musical
curves.
Condoms. They make them.
Condos?
Musical condoms. musical condos? That's not nearly as funny as musical condoms.
It's to set the mood if your radio is broken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
Let's move along before we completely run that joke through.
Like the condoms.
That's all. So,
oh Lord.
just real quick. Send further podcast questions to at the RRR podcast. So send it to that instead of at official RR. So send it to at the RR podcast. THERR podcast. You don't need to do the hashtag if you don't want to, because that's that Twitter's going to be used strictly for podcast announcements and the Twitter questions. So you don't have to do the hashtag if you don't want to.
But oh, because I don't.
But if you do, you get a sticker that's imaginary.
It's an invisible sticker that you just instantly receive on your desk.
Yep. You won't see it, but you'll know it's there.
So at the RRR podcast. Hashtag if you want to.
Hashtag Datus Nation. No hyperspace family.
Fun times.
That's right.
So yeah, that's all.
If it's for the after hours version, it's anal nation. took it too far.
So now it's time for
Final Thingies.
This is the part where we should have said all that stuff at Final Thingies.
I have a thingy and it's not final.
Yeah, that's all Final Thingies is good for.
That's really all it is at this point. I mean,
you know, big things are coming, but then they're going to die.
Yeah, I say that a lot, and then the disappointment afterwards.
Babies?
No, there was no baby. That's why it's disappointment.
I'm disappointed the baby with the Wii again. The son of a bitch with knee dimples and
black babies.
Oh, Lord. Dawson loves having black babies.
I want to get a baby so I can name it Stormageddon. So my gay voice is good for that.
But we know you're gay. It's also good for being gay.
It's a homosexual voice. That's not even just regular gay.
That is the gayest thing since gay came to Gay Town.
Okay.
I've been here this whole time and I didn't get a single word.